Okay, good morning. I think we're live. This is the, anticipated to be the last day. Joint Appropriations Committee. We're going to work quickly now on some round robins. Now, Don, do you have an announcement, anything for us?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair,
yeah,
go ahead.
Before we start, you know, we spent, seems like 5 years together the last 2 months. And I want to thank the House members for their hard work. And all of you, you know, we haven't always agreed, but, you know, you're starting to listen more and more to the Senate, and we appreciate that. And, you know, and for all of you that, and what we all do, my fellow senators, thank you for your hard work. And it's been an interesting couple of months. I've done this before. A lot of you have. And, you know, I'm not sure that people understand what we all go through to do what we do in a couple of months that our U.S. Congress can't do in years. So I want to thank you, thank the senators. But more importantly, I want to thank Brett, you and your staff. You know, I'm going to get up, like I told you, I'm going to get up Saturday morning. I'm going to be out on my deck having a cup of coffee, looking at the sun come up, and I'm going to look over there for Brett with a mic that's not working, and he won't be there. And that's probably okay. So, Brett, be sure and pass on to your people. Thank them for all their hard work. And then our staff, Don, and all the LSO staff, you know, you have really pulled this thing together. And Steve and I take credit for what we're doing, but it's not us, it's you. So thank you, staff, very much. And we're a long ways from being over, you know, but we've come a long way. So, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to say that. I've been alley once in a while, and for that I do apologize. But all of us have the best interest of this great state of Wyoming in heart, and we disagree, but by golly, we're looking at each other, and we're working together. So thanks, all of you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Appreciate those comments, and I won't repeat all those, and I'll just say ditto. And I would say in my 8 years on this committee and sat in different chairs in here, I think the real focus that I've seen on both sides, Senate and House and with staff, is really about group genius. And there's very few individuals, in fact, I know of only one, who can kind of know it all in the budget. And he's not in this room today. And and that's no offense to anyone here. But I think, so it's really been a great committee work product. And that's really the way it should work. And I think we get the best product that way. So appreciate everybody's work. And when we bust out here today, travel home safe. And we'll see you in a couple weeks. I do believe when we get back, we will meet as a joint committee again for a Monday, Tuesday-ish to make sure it's what we said it was, and then we will split into our separate committees. And then that'll be it. Then we'll run for re-election, we'll have a different committee, and we'll go on from there. So appreciate everybody's work. Decisions we've made are going to have a profound impact, I think, really, for years to come. So appreciate everybody's thoughtfulness and hard work.
The other thing, Mr. Co-Chair, is our gals here, too.
Well, I tell you, appreciate everybody taking care of us. We've had guys in here and the whole snack thing and the whole just anticipating what's next. And I think that's really the key thing. And really appreciate you guys taking care of us and really couldn't do it without you. Absolutely couldn't. So appreciate that. And so our plan then this morning, we're going to go round robin. And I'm just going to be in the library on annotate here, and I'll say agencies 1 through 10, are there any motions? And someone will move, say the motion will be, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to open Agency 3. And then they'll have to have a second. We'll take a quick vote. Generally, we open that as a courtesy to one another. We vote in the affirmative to open the agency. The member then will direct us to the page, the issue, and the amendment. It'll require a second. We'll discuss and vote. We'll vote to close. Many times there will be no motions to open. Now, Don and Don will have some technical corrections. They'll alert us and call timeout. We'll stop and vote to open those agencies as well. Then when we're done, we'll go through the 300s again. Might be a few smaller amendments here and there, and then we'll save the large budget balancer type amendments. The first one on the first page is relatively simple. I don't anticipate any changes, maybe small changes. I think the biggest part is what to do with the money left on the table, the large bills that we still have out there, the water account paybacks, those kind of things. we'll have to kind of make motions, talk about, come to an agreement on. And so we want to make sure we're clear when we leave here exactly what we've done with salaries, all those issues. So, okay, so with that, we need to call the roll because we're going to vote today, so please call the roll.
Senator Dockstetter?
Here.
Senator Hastert?
Here.
Senator Meyer?
Here.
Senator Perkins?
Excuse.
Representative Burkhardt?
Here.
Representative Escobel?
Here.
Representative Moniz?
Here.
Representative Nicholas?
Here.
Representative Stubson?
Here.
Representative Wallace?
Here.
Co-Chairman Bebout?
Here.
Chairman Harshman?
Here. Thank you. Okay, members. Agencies 1 through 10. Agencies 1 through 10. Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to open Agency 10, Department of Agriculture.
Okay, the motion. Is there a second? Second. All those in favor to open, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Agency 10 is now open. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is on no particular page or line, or I'm not sure where it goes, but my amendment would be to ask the department to return with a detailed plan with costs and steps necessary to accredit the analytical lab, which is necessary for the state to implement a cooperative agreement with USDA for the interstate shipment of state-inspected meats. Include in the report any other department expenses to implement the program.
Okay, and you can get that language to Don, and Don, maybe you have it already. Does any question? Is there a second?
Second.
Then second it. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Any other amendments to Agency 10?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to open Agency 1.
Okay, first we'll have to vote to close Agency 10. Are there any other amendments on 10 before we vote to close? Okay, motion is to close Agency 10. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we open Agency 1.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Agency 1 is open. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, have we distributed that on the sage graphs?
Mr. Chairman, no.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would add to the FINERPA account $1.2 million general fund. The purpose of the money is to allow the governor's office to be able to provide data for the sage grouse and to be able to protect the state of Wyoming when the listing option with the Endangered Species Act comes up in 2015. If I can get a second, I could explain.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this was provided to me by some concerned citizens in our state. And as we're looking at the sage grouse and what we're trying to do in Wyoming, the issue becomes not so much what the state of Wyoming is doing, although I think we're lacking in information. It's a regional issue, and we just need to be proactive in trying to get the entire area, and it could very well be that what goes on in other states has a detrimental effect on Wyoming. And so the purpose of that is to gather data, supportive data, to be sure and make our case that Wyoming is doing the proper thing so we will not list the sage grouse. I cannot give you a detailed budget. That'll be up to the governor, but I do know it's a serious issue out there. A lot of us should be concerned about it, and that's the purpose of the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, would you want that, as your second, I'm asking, do you want that appropriation effective immediately?
I hadn't thought about it. Probably, Mr. Chairman. No, Mr. Chairman, we don't need it because the FINERPA account has money in it.
Okay, very good. Okay, any questions on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments on Agency 1? Motion is to close Agency 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agency 1's closed. Any other amendments on Agencies 1 through 10?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Escobel.
I move to open Agency 7.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agency 7 is open. Representative Escobel.
My motion is on Unit 504 under Veterans Services, that unit burial teams. These teams get $50 per team. It's not per person. My motion would be to double that. Most of the time, these are retired veterans. They get up early in the morning, go down to the VFWs, American Legions, transport the families, feed the families, dry clean their uniforms, perform every service from being a pallbearer to the 21-gun salutes and playing taps, and $50 does, you know, many of these teams are even as many as 20 veterans, and I would at least like to cover their expenses, so my motion is to double that.
I'll second that. Representative Esquivel, and, you know, what we're learning, too, is that as many of our veterans age, these teams are doing multiple burials per day, and keep in mind the $50 is for the team, as you said, and sometimes these are larger teams, and so I'd hope we'd support that. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Stubbs.
Can you just tell us what that brings the full amount for that?
$108,000.
Yeah, $108,000.
$108,000.
Okay, is there any other questions? Okay, all those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments on HC7? Vote. Motion is to close. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments, agencies 1 through 10? Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't write down the agency numbers, but it was brought to our attention that both the treasurer and the auditor need to have $15,000 added to their transition expense line items.
Is there a second? Ben Sekna. I would move to amend that this is amend the motion that this is, can be expended only if we have a change in administration, new elected leaders.
Mr. Chairman.
All those, okay, question on the amendment to the amendment. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're back on the original motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would amend it to $10,000 for those two particular offices. As opposed
is there
to
a second?
Second.
Been seconded. All those in favor?
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I would just bring it to the committee's attention that currently the Secretary of State did have this in his budget, and it is at $15,000.
Just a question. Does the Secretary of State have that same language that it can't be expended if it's the same elected official in office? I want to make sure that, and we'll go in and open that and make sure. This isn't not necessary if there's not a change. Or to be quicker, just to make sure, and might be quicker. Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Are there any other that's to move it to $10,000? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. So that's at $10,000, can only be expended in change of administration. We're going to get the answer on the Secretary of State, which is at $15,000. We'll just... Well, that's an oversight thing. That's not a transition if it's not a new person. That's not our intent. Okay, so I'll move to open agency number 2. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agency 2 is also open. I don't think we voted to close the other ones yet, but we'll do that here in a minute. Really, we have 3 agencies open, as I understand it now. And we want to make this the language the same in all 3 of these agencies in regards to transition expenses that can only be expended in effect a new elected member. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. And that is at $15,000 in the Secretary of State.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Co-Chair.
We just had an oversight. We didn't include the 5th elected official. I would move that we open agency 005.
Okay. And let's do all these at once. It's the same issue on all these elected officials. So move to open. That's seconded. Is all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So all those are open right now. Mr. Co-Chair, I think, do you have an amendment?
Mr. Chairman, my amendment would be to treat the state superintendent the same way in terms of transition expenses should there be a new person elected. And it would be the same amount, $10,000, but only if there is a change and never know if there will be or won't be there.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, we're sitting here right now with $10,000, all the elected agencies, $15,000 with the Secretary of State.
Mr. Chairman.
That's how I understand it.
I move that we make them consistent, all agencies, $10,000.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Any other amendments on agencies?
Two, three, four, and five.
Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, doesn't necessarily require an amendment. I just wanted to bring to your attention, last time the Superintendent of Public Instruction had a limitation on movement of funds between programs. She only has, that office has only two programs now, Teacher of the Year and her administration. So I don't know that that's necessary, but it was in our list of prior footnotes, so I wanted to bring it to your attention.
Don, I think we not include that in this year's budget. I don't foresee any superintendent taking money out of Teacher of the Year program. I would ask this, though, that not all those dollars have been expended, because not every district has taken part in that. And so that's something for the committee to think about. Any comments on that? Okay, with no action, it will not be included. Okay? Okay, any other amendments on 2, 3, 4, and 5? Okay, the motion is to close those agencies. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Been adopted. Any other amendments on agencies 1 through 10? Okay. 11 through 20. Agencies 11 through 20. Take a minute and look.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nicholas.
I'd move to open agency 15.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure where it is in the budget, but when we deleted positions using ARRA funds that were funded by ARRA funds and previously eliminated through the budget reductions of 2010, we left out one. And if staff could show us which one that is and point to it, please.
What type of position? The other ones were. It is, okay.
Mr. Brett, Chairman.
Go ahead, Don. Ms. Don.
Mr. Chairman, the unit is 0301. The page number of the exception request starts on page 49 and carries over to page 50. This is the exception to which Representative Nicholas is referring is to a task force officer that was funded with ARRA money that the agency was requesting to have replaced with general fund. This was Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force Officer exception number 2.
So in other words, we deleted, I believe, 6 positions, if that's correct. But because this was a separate agency divided out as opposed to the other 6, this one was not addressed. So I would move that we eliminate this position as well.
So the motion is to eliminate the position, funding for the position for Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force.
And I would note that they already have 6 people that perform this job function, and so that it's an ARRA fund position that was and only carried on in 2010 as a result of the Obamacare ARRA funds. Otherwise, it would have been eliminated 4 years ago.
Mr. Chairman, was the motion seconded?
It has been seconded.
That's what I thought.
Senator Meyer?
I guess I would hope we would resist this, and I'll explain why. Normally, I support it 100%, Mr. Chairman, eliminating the positions. There's some testimony that this is a particular stressful job. And my fear is, Mr. Chairman, if we reduce the amount of employees there that we're gonna increase that stress to the extent that we're gonna have a hard time keeping the employees there, and I think that we'll have some training issues and some efficiency issues and how effective the program is. But you can imagine just looking at those screens day in and day out. When I was on Judiciary, we took a trip over to DCI, and the whole committee was there, and a couple people got up within a couple of minutes and left the room, and the rest of us, even being there for about a half hour, the things that we saw that was going on those screens left a mark on you that you didn't want to think about for a long time. And we're asking these people to do that kind of work day after day, hour after hour. And so, Mr. Chairman, I hope you don't ever have to take a trip over there. I wouldn't suggest you do it if you don't want to have some problems, Mr. Chairman. So I would hope that we would keep this position.
Thank you, Senator. Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Dawn, I'm just getting more information and then Representative Burker.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to clarify that this will not reduce the position count. It is simply for reimbursement to other law enforcement agencies for a task force officer.
Representative Burkhardt.
Mr. Chairman, a question for staff. I know we added allowed a few positions to be added. Do they have a count on how many positions have been increased overall in this budget?
Mr. Chairman, one. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, that's what you all have done, not overall with the Gov.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I was thinking the whole budget, I know we've allowed positions to increase. I was just curious as to the total number.
Mr. Chairman, they have
go ahead, Ribs.
They have 99 positions in the DCI unit right now, and like I said, this is just a task force position that's being funded by our funds, and so I think they'll be able to perform their functions without it, and we shouldn't fund additional positions just because of the ARRA funds allowed us to carry it on for an extra few years.
Okay. And as I read the narrative, it's really it funds one Cheyenne police officer. That's what it says in the explanation. Anybody else have any more information? Okay. I think we're waiting on an answer to a question. Go ahead. No. Okay. So we'll keep working. Is that okay, Representative Burkhardt? Okay. So the motion then is to reduce the funding. It's really a reimbursement on this. Everybody clear on the motion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay. That motion has been adopted. Okay, any other amendments? Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, the committee added a footnote to the Attorney General's office, footnote number 2 from last year. You'll recall perhaps that there was some uncertainty as to whether or not the statute had been changed regarding victim assistance providers. This committee adopted the amendment. I have since received communication from the Attorney General's office that indicated that footnote is no longer necessary and the statute has been sufficiently revised. So if you wish to strike that footnote, that would be in order.
So moved.
Been moved. Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm ready.
Okay, go
Sorry
ahead,
about
Don.
That.
What's the number?
Thanks. 21 is the total, Mr. Chairman, Representative Burkhardt, overall. I did subtract, if you look at the bottom line, there's actually 335, but because of the ETS requirement for zero-based budgeting, I subtracted those 284. And then I also took out the 30 at the that you reauthorized for the family practice, UW Family Practice Center, because those existed and had to be asked for subsequently, so they are not a real representation of additional positions. So we're down to 21.
Thank you,
Mr.
Chairman.
That's the number that we've reduced. You said added.
Chairman, added.
Added. I thought that was a question, and then when you said we're down 21, I went, I got you. Okay. Just wanted to be clear. Very good. Okay, any amendments then on Agency 15, Attorney General? Okay, motion to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is closed. Mr. Co-Chair? Okay.
Are we on
We're on 10 through 20. Anyone motion to open?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, before I do, Don, on Agency 20, the language in there to have them, I think we put some money in to look at their web page for permitting. That has been included, correct?
Mr. Chairman, yes. $10,000, I believe. Oh, 75, excuse me.
But it's in there for their website, design for permitting. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other amendments, agencies 10 through 20? 10 through 20. Okay, agencies 21 through 30.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
I'd move to open agency 21, Department of Audit.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Now open. Go ahead, Representative.
Mr. Chairman, what I'd like to do is, let me see if I can explain it simply, take $900,000 of the general fund appropriation for Department of Audit and instead use a different fund to fund that, which would be the Collection Agency Board account. And if I can get a second, I'll explain.
Second.
Second.
And Mr. Chairman, if you remember, this the Collection Agency Board has an account that has over $1 million in it. It's $1,062,000. That has just been excess fees they've charged collection agencies over a period of decades, really. That's kind of grown up into this fund that it has no real purpose but is just setting out there. Now, given the reforms we made in the last couple years, the fees they charge match their expenses, but their expenses are pretty low because the Department of Audit provides a lot of the services for them, their secretarial support and some of that. So instead of just letting this sit out there, I think it's appropriate to use it for the Department of Audit to offset some of those expenses.
Okay, we clear on the motion? Okay, any other questions? Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we're going to offset into the Department of Audit. Is that continuing funds or is this is one time?
Mr. Chairman, this is one time.
One time revenue.
Mr. Chairman, so it's one time revenue for one specific project in Department of Audit?
No, Mr. Chairman, it's basically just an offset. We use that money to supplant some of the general funds being used for the Department of Audit's functions for this particular biennium.
Mr. Chairman, so it's only good this year, this biennium?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
So
next.
We're going to be to the good $900,000 if we pass this amendment.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Or getting closer to the good. We've spent a little already, but that's okay. Any other questions? Thank you. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, good. Any other amendments? Department of Audit. Motion to close. Agency 21. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. We're still on agencies 21 through 30. Any other amendments? Just take a minute and look. Make sure we... Okay, any others, 21 through 30? Okay, last call, 21 through 30. Okay, we're going to move on to 31 through 40. There's only a few agencies here. 31 through 40. Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, another footnote that was skipped over. Last year, there was a footnote on the Board of Midwifery, which specifically allowed them to accept gifts, grants, and donations to assist in offsetting their budget. If you wish to continue that, this would be the opportunity.
Okay. Would someone make a motion to open?
So moved.
So moved.
Do we need to open agency on that?
Agency 36.
We do. So the motion is to open agency 36. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Open. Agency 36, the amendment.
Move to continue the footnote.
Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then adopted. Any other amendments? Motion to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is now closed. Okay. Any other amendments? 31 through 40. Okay. Last chance, 31 through 40. Okay. 41 through 50. Senator Hastert.
Mr. Chairman, I request we open up Agency 48.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or is it the committee? I have two proposals. The first one is in the developmental programs. I'm going to request $100,000 for hearing aids. This was a similar motion that was done a couple of years ago, and they were really able to get a big bang for the buck because they actually had been recycling those hearing aids. And it was pointed out to me by the good representative over in the House there that there's actually a land fund
for, I think it's for dumb, blind, and I forgot what the whole thing is, but it actually puts $130,000 into the general fund. Three quarters of that amount of that land trust goes in there. I just like $100,000 for the biennium and for hearing aids.
Okay. It's been seconded. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Senator Hatch.
The second one, and I'm kind of disappointed my counterpart isn't here, but these the public, it would be under public health nursing for the staff. At, several years ago, the counties of Natrona and Sweetwater County had a situation where they had state nurses and county nurses working together, and it was creating a huge issue. And at that time, they opted to get out of the program and not really, I think, realizing the ramifications of what they were doing. Realized that and had asked to get back in the program, and we've had changes of leadership in both the counties and in the Department of Health throughout that time, and a lot of discussion. I personally had been to the Labor Committee over this issue, and I do know that the Labor Committee is supportive of reinstating these positions. Mr. Chairman, I talked to the director, and he is willing to, instead of bringing back state nurses and instead of putting the number, you know, and increasing the numbers on the state roll, he's willing to do contract nursing, allow the counties to hire the nurses with an MOU. And then that way they're contract employees, they're under the county, but with an MOU under the direction of, and the money under the direction of the Department of Health, Mr. Chairman. So the motion would, and it the number that the director gave me is to bring them back to whole, so to speak, is to get 9 nurses in Natrona County and 7 nurses in Sweetwater. Now, you can pretty much see from those numbers that there's a substantial amount of work that isn't being done and work for the community. So, and the number he gave me was $1.6 million. So, Mr. Chairman, my motion is to allow the counties of Sweetwater and if I'm stating this correctly, Sweetwater and Natrona County to enter into an MOU with the Department of Health for the contract nurses with the understanding that an MOU for the contract nurses, I think, is the way I want us to state that.
Any Representative Hassert, that dollar amount, just, and I don't know, I vaguely remember the history. I mean, a couple of years ago it ended or somehow kind of a blow up in leadership, and now folks have changed, I guess. Any other... I don't know if I have a question. I guess you're asking for $1.6 million in new dollars to get this program going again.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess what I'm asking for is to reinstate. The money was there at one time because they had elected to drop out. The Department of Health dropped that off. So basically, Mr. Chairman, I'm asking to reinstate the dollar amount with the new provision that their contract employees with an MOU with the state, Mr. Chairman.
So when this program ended, I don't think the money reverted. I mean, we've allowed them to keep their money.
Mr. Chairman, according to the director, I don't know what the term would be that but he basically line itemed that out of his budget.
Okay, I think Ms. Don has some information on that.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. The money is not in the budget anymore.
But it did not revert to the general fund.
Well,
still
in this
agency.
Mr. Chairman, no, it isn't. According to Jill, the budget analyst, right? This money is not in their budget.
Okay, so it did revert. Because we've had provisions where, it was a 100 series specifically, that they could transfer it. We had other provisions that could work to balance his budget without and using reversions.
Mr. Chairman, that doesn't apply in this situation.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
I appreciate what Senator Hastert is bringing to the committee. I would speak against it. You know, and we're going to go to the session, and if there's some more data and some more information, you know, we've had 2 months of hearings on this, and we had plenty of opportunity to have the Department of Health in here and talk about it. I'm just not comfortable making a decision like this at this time for that amount of money.
Okay. Any other discussion? Senator Meyer.
Yeah, and I recall when we took this out, it wasn't this amount of money. It was substantially lower, and I'm just wondering if we have any information what the previous budget was, or was it indeed this $1.6 million?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, I don't have that. I did ask Director Forslund what the amount necessary, because I knew I wanted to make this motion. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Co-Chairman, this has been looked at, and I guess the Labor Committee. I don't know if this hurts or helps my case here, but the Labor Committee does have a bill. Senator Scott, the chairman of the Labor Committee, is aware of this, but the director informed me that his bill is woefully underfunded. But Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, that his bill basically does the exact same thing, just Senator Scott wasn't aware of the funding that was necessary to reinstate the program the way it's necessary for the counties.
Mr. Chairman.
Hey, Ms. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, and certainly if that's the case, I would even think it's more of an easier decision for me. Let's see what the bill does. Let's let the bill go forward and have the appropriation in the bill. Then we debate the issue all at the same time.
Any other discussion? Okay. Anything else? Sensing you're ready to vote. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
All those in favor, raise your hands.
2, 3, 4, 5. Is that right? All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Thank you. That motion has failed. Okay, different numbers here today. Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, just a clarification on your last motion with the DD hearing aids. That was from the general fund. It was from interest. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Any other amendments? Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, a couple of points of clarification. The committee asked for information as to severance packages of the WLRC. Severance packages could be prepared with no impact on retirement costs. And according to the Department of Health, those costs could be covered from vacancy savings at the WLRC. I've worked with Senator Meyer per the committee's direction on identifying or removing categorical limitations on use of substance abuse funds for suicide prevention and intervention that was previously adopted. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And I also wanted to bring to your attention three other items. Number one, we have prepared an amendment at your request for cost recovery of meals at all institutions if anyone wanted. You adopted it for just the WLRC. You asked staff to look at that for all institutions. We also prepared an amendment to do a review, but JAC do a review of the tobacco trust funds and the outcomes from those. That, of course, could be done with an interim study as well. Doesn't need to be amendment, but I just wanted to recap what the committee had done. And my last point on 048 is, I believe, Co-Chairman Vebout, if you wanted to. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Ms. Co-Chair.
Chairman, we're in 48, and I would move that in Object Code 2507, outpatient substance abuse, we decrease that amount by $500,000. And we move it over to unit object code unit 2509 residential substance abuse for $500,000. I get a second. I'll explain it, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Members of the committee, this is no increase in money. And if you look at those two budgets, they're large, large budgets. And the purpose of this is, and when you look at mental health and substance abuse and the accountability side of that, and there's a whole amount, a lot of discussion that we can get into about the cost benefits and the outcomes of that particular program. Not going to get into that right now, Mr. Chairman. What this simply does is around the state they have residential beds where people they come in, and if you will, they're, instead of putting them in the drunk tank in our jails, they come into these alcohol crisis centers or these beds, and they bring them in, they get them sobered up, and then they try to get them started on the right path. And this is $500,000 additional money that would be spread around these throughout the state. I can't tell you. I know there's one in, I believe, Casper. I know there's one in Riverton and some other areas. And all this does is shift money to try to help those residential substance abuse programs out in the state. The total funding they have is $600,000 at the present time, Mr. Chairman. It's a program that works, and this is just a shift of money to really go out where we can see the need. And that's the purpose of this amendment.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Any further discussion? All those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments? Now, we mentioned the two, the cost recovery at all institutions on meals. We've made it for just one right now. Is there anybody who wants to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Burkhardt.
Mr. Chairman, I'd motion that we extend the reimbursement on cost of meals to all state institutions.
Okay. Is it seconded? Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
All institutions is pretty broad. Are we just talking to five health-related institutions?
Mr. Chairman, yes, the five health-related institutions.
Okay, so as a clarification, Don, you have that, those five health-related institutions. Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. In regarding tobacco, Mr. Co-Chair, I think that'd be a good piece for some of our interim work, just to spend a couple hours, half a day, on one of our interim meetings. Take a look at that. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
So the committee, unless somebody feels strongly about putting an amendment in this budget, I think we just kind of commit to doing that as a piece of interim work. Okay. Any other amendments on? Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, we do have that one about flexibility, Don, we got some language from the department, and we're going to restrict that somewhat, maybe, from what do you still have that?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not following where you're at.
That was that categorical flexibility?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and I believe the committee adopted that with direction to work with you. The language we came up with was, in any contract executed by the Wyoming Department of Health for the provision of community prevention services, the director shall retain the express contractual right to redirect contract funding as appropriate and otherwise legally permissible to address emergent issues and critical prevention service needs.
Yeah, I just wanted the committee to know what we came up with. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other? Okay, any other amendments?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Meyer.
And I'm just talking out loud. I might be able to get this information and share it with the folks by just asking the health department, or doing some figuring on my own. But I'd like to find out what, if anything, the state saves by having the Board of Midwifery, because we all know that it's not self-sustaining. And I agree with Representative Nicholas that we have to keep a close eye on it. But I still think that it saves us some money in the long run. And I'm wondering what's the best way to get that information, whether we can just perhaps have LSO research look at it, or do we actually have to have a footnote for the department? And I'm asking for your direction, Mr. Chairman.
I think, Mr. Chairman, just thinking about that for 5 seconds, I think LSO research, that could be a topic that they could probably handle rather quickly. Okay. Thank you. Any other amendments?
Mr. Chairman?
41 through 50. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, that's still on. Department of 48
we're,
still
we're
open.
On, yeah, correct. Still 48 open. Still open.
Mr. Chairman, and we've talked about, of course, the Part B and C on the maintenance of effort for the preschool DD. And there's a lot of work that's going on there. We didn't put any footnote in there requesting further analysis be done by the DOH, did we? I don't think we did.
Let's make sure of that. Let's see. I think there was...
And, Mr. Chairman, while we're looking, the thing that I... and I didn't realize it, you know, Wyoming leads the country in a lot of things, and we can be proud of that. And we do a great job on our preschool DD, but we're like 13.5% or 14% of all those young children are in the preschool DD program. And the national average is like 4-5%. And the way it is set up, the more you get into it, the more funding that's required. And I think that we should just take a look at that, and maybe there's some cost effectiveness or ways to do that that might be better. Don, do we have that in there?
Go ahead, Don. Mr. Chairman, you do have several items requested of the department, including for a direction to the department to work on a waiver for the current fiscal year Part B deficit, to require a report back on the maintenance of effort to this committee and areas for potential flexibility, and to work with the Attorney General regarding a opinion as to whether or not the state is or is not in compliance.
You know, I think, I know Representative Tupson, that's your bailiwick. I think that's broad enough that the Department of Health can get the information I want.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, and on the other issue you raise as far as overcounts, essentially, I know Representative Wallace had indicated that management audit is moving forward with a closer look at that. So I think that's also on the radar and moving forward.
Okay. Any other amendments on Agency 48? Okay. Motion to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Any amendments 41 through 50? Agencies 41 through 50.
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Co-Chair.
I would move that we open up Agency 45, YDOT.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agency 45 is open. Ms. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, you know, we had a lot of talk about federal highway safety funds. Did we, in fact, have that footnote? Did it get put in about looking at the utilization of those to help with our technology, court technology funding? Did we do that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
We did that. Okay. The other one, Mr. Chairman, and just a thought for this committee, and before I have a motion, I guess it would be to see what everybody thinks. I've been a real skeptical of air enhancement. I continue to be skeptical. Yet, you know, we do have a serious problem with air service. I saw in the paper a couple of days ago where now another carrier is looking at coming into Cheyenne. And of course, there's one particular carrier in our state that's having some serious issues. And I guess what I would like to see, and I'm trying to think a way to do it, I have no objection to putting money into this fund if we can have some measurable way of showing that it is effective. I've not seen that, Mr. Chairman. But my thoughts are is to set aside an amount of money in there that they shall report back to us. And if they can prove the cost benefits of that, then it would be there. And I guess this is something we could say in a footnote and not have the money and have them come back to us, and we could try the second half of the biennium. So you talked about the collective genius in this room. I mean, this is an important issue for the state of Wyoming Air Service, and we have to do some things to enhance it. I'm still not bought into this, but I think if we leave it like it is and haven't given them more direction, we're not really doing a service to the citizens of Wyoming. So that was a thought I had. Maybe someone else has a better idea on how to proceed. Maybe it's a footnote telling them to try to come back with, rather than say we spend money, more people get on an airplane, and then so it's a great idea. That's not, to me, cost effectiveness or outcomes based accounting or anything that I look at when I evaluate how I spend my money. So if we could figure out a way to really evaluate it, and maybe there's another direction to go. Anyway, Mr. Chairman, that's sort of a broad statement for this committee. If anybody has any great ideas, and if not, you know, we got the session coming up. We can always do something there.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nicholas.
You know, the problem with that is that it's kind of like the tourism. If you ask them to justify how much money they're spending and why it's a good thing. It's not that hard of a thing to do from a conceptual standpoint. To me, perhaps we should add into the why the money shouldn't be expended at other airports in a comparable fashion, and why that would be why it's more effective just to fund Rock Springs and Cody and as opposed to some of the other airports around the state, so that's more of an equitable distribution, and so in other words, that way they've got to justify their conduct not only as making money, but why that it tends to be one balanced or two or three airport balanced.
Well, okay. Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead. Mr. Coach, I just wanted to remind, we did adopt language that
we
it
did.
Will be based on the grants on a matching type grant, those who can kind of.
And we also put some competition in it, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Whoever comes with the best deal has
right.
an opportunity. Maybe we could add language to that footnote that says they shall in the future consider, you know, more broadly based look at our state rather than just one, two, three, four. Let's see, one, two, three, four, five areas, I think, is all they look at.
Any ideas?
Have you got that language in that footnote that we already have handy, Don?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have not written it, but the committee did approve priority awards to the highest local match that was adopted. After this discussion, I also have a clarifying question on another amendment you wrote on this.
Okay.
I guess absent anything else, Mr. Chairman, I'll work on it, and we'll come with during the budget session. Maybe we can come with some better language. So that, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Don, you had some.
Mr. Chairman, you'll also recall that you
yeah.
swept any unexpended funds. DOT has been emailing back and forth on this item as for a clarification. The way I interpreted it is our standard language is any unobligated, unencumbered, uncommitted funds shall be revert at the end of June 30th, 2014. There are some contracts, apparently, that they have signed that crossed that date. Was the expectation of the committee that those contracts be broken?
No.
Okay.
Not.
Thank you.
Committee, anybody else have any idea on that?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anything else? Anything for Agency 48? Further amendments?
45.
Excuse me, 45. Sorry. We did 48. We're on 45. I'm sorry. motion to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Okay, once again, any amendments 41 through 50? Okay, moving on to 51 through 60. 51 through 60. Take a minute and look.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question of Don on 60 OSLI on the dark fiber. We had that amendment. We put that amendment in there. That's about how to try to get something moving in that direction, did we not?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
Any other 51 through 60? Just take a minute and look. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to open Agency 67.
We're not there yet.
Oh.
We're on 50. I'm sorry, 51 through 60.
Oh, that's right. Next time.
Yeah. Any Agency 51 through 60? Okay. Last chance.
Hey, hi, Drew.
We're just so anxious to get this Agency 67. Okay, now, Agency 61 through 69. Okay, Representative Wallace.
First, I'd like to open Agency 66, Board of Tourism.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? It's open.
Mr. Chairman, in the previously passed amendment that funds College Team Wyoming, I need to add an additional $50,000 for a contractor and $10,000 for travel to the department's budget for the administration of the College Team Wyoming program for the second year of the biennium. The number included in originally was just for a single year.
Okay, second. Any discussion? Everybody understand?
Yep.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Been adopted. Any other amendments on Agency 66? Motion to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's closed. Agency 61 through 69. Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to open Agency 67.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
It's now open. Go ahead, Representative.
Mr. Chairman, the amendment would be of this appropriation. $5 million shall be transferred to the University Endowment Challenge account to be used to match gifts for scholarships endowed subject to this footnote. This appropriation shall revert to the extent the University of Wyoming Foundation has not received gifts or irrevocable commitments to make gifts for the purposes specified in this footnote by June 30, 2016. Scholarships eligible to be funded by these matching funds shall be for education in disciplines identified in a plan approved by the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees before July 1, 2014, which plan shall contain an emphasis on disciplines directly related to Wyoming's economy. No matching funds shall be transferred from the account unless the gift has been approved by the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees.
Okay, I'd second that. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Co-Chair.
As I read this, it's not appropriating $5 million additional. It says of this appropriation, we're just redirecting how it's spent. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It just says $5 million.
Don, do you have?
Mr. Chairman, I do have a question now. To what line item show, so take this out of state aid?
I
think that's the motion.
I assume that's correct.
Okay. I would move to amend the motion and make this really just five, strike that first line, and I don't have it in front of me, but to make this $5 million in new dollars. Then second, any discussion on the amendment?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would speak against that. You know, I think the idea of them utilizing, and maybe the amendment is up to $5 million, and then they can do what they want to with their funding that they have. And if we do this and we're appropriating $5 million to the UW, which we don't have anything for community colleges, we don't, there's other areas out there we haven't considered. If we do this, then we should be looking at other areas as well. And I like Representative Wallace's original thing that, if yours is defeated, I would add that up to and then the University Board of Trustees can do what they want and make those internal decisions.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Walls.
It's my understanding that there is already an entity or individual who is prepared to match this waiting in the wings. So I'm not positive about that. But
okay.
And the other thing, too, Mr. Chairman, is if there is someone, they match it, the net effect is that the university gets additional $5 million, although it's different in the sense that this is taken out of their operating budget now, and the $5 million will be utilized over a period of time. But I still think we ought to let them do that within their original appropriation.
Okay, appreciate that. Members, I'll wrap this up just saying that really there's only a handful of agencies that really biennialized their cuts. It was our community colleges and really the University of Wyoming and a few others. And now, we could sit here and probably go back and forth. We've done a lot for the university in the last month. There's no doubt. Nobody dispute that, and I certainly don't dispute it. But I think the intention of this amendment should be really to do a little extra to incentivize scholarships, not to carve out a section of the block grant. And so that's why the amendment to the amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Just a question of staff. How much money, additional funding. We're at 45 million. I'm trying to come up with a number that we've appropriated for the university through all the different things we've done in this budget. Do you have that number roughly? It seems to me it's 45 or 50 million.
I think it's probably at least that with when you think about High Bay and the engineering college and the arena and the swimming pool and all those CapCon projects. Absolutely, I'd agree, Mr. co-chair. This is just really about the block grant piece is what I'm, I think the it was 11, right, that was cut, and then by analyze, the $22 million has been
cut
from their block grant. And the community colleges had that, I think it was a $12 million cut. We restored 9 of that. And I just don't want to, in effect, have to cut again another $5 million to $27 million to incentivize scholarships. If we want to incentivize them, I think we make a proactive approach on it, say, here it is, go get it. And we've done that with all of our matching funds. We've never done a carve-out and say, use this for your match. So
the other thing, Mr. Chairman, is judiciary has a couple of bills coming in this regard, too, about some of the issues between the state and the university's foundation board about how the money is allocated, spent, and different things, too, and then also the fees. So I just vote it up, vote it down, Mr. Chairman. I guess this is one of those where we agree to disagree on.
Okay. Members, any other comments? And I agree those judiciary bills are going to provide clarity, particularly to the fees charged, and to make sure they support those matches, support the core mission of the university and the state. And I think the language in this amendment also speaks to that. We certainly don't want folks to come in and match the $5 million with some kind of proposal to start a new program that is inconsistent with really the values of our state and the mission of our university. And I think the language in this amendment guards against that. And I think we're keenly aware of that now as an education piece in the legislature. So there's really 90 folks looking at that, as well as the Board of Trustees. So with that, a good question on the amendment to the amendment. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that motion has been defeated. We're on the original motion. Any discussion? All those in favor, Representative Subson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd go ahead and make that motion that the co-chair talked about that says up to $5 million that allows the university some flexibility depending on if a match comes in, then they can do it. But if there's no match, you know, they don't necessarily have to carve out of it.
Doesn't tie up the $5
million. Exactly.
And the trustees might choose to match only 2 of it. Absolutely. Okay, I'd second that. Any discussion? All those in favor of that amendment to the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's been adopted. We're on the original motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's been adopted. Okay. Any other amendments to Agency 67?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, on the high bay, did we put the footnote language in there? I don't believe
we did.
We
not. Mr. Co-Chair, would you like to make that motion?
Yes, yes, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
On high bay amendment, I think it's page 36, the language would be that before proceeding with construction, and I would so move, Mr. Chairman, before proceeding with construction, the University of Wyoming's Level 3 architectural design documents for the Energy and Engineering Research Facility, High Bay, shall be reviewed and approved by the governor in consultation of the Wyoming Governor's Energy, Engineering, and STEM Integrated Task Force. That's the purpose of the amendment, Mr. Co-Chair, or Mr. Chairman.
Okay. That's been seconded. Just one more time, I want to make sure we've got all the, just kind of walk us through that again, Mr. Co-Chair. Walk me through it.
Yeah, you want me to reread it?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, before proceeding with construction, and this is on the high bay, the University of Wyoming's Level 3 architectural design documents for the Energy and Engineering Research Facility, the high bay, shall be reviewed and approved by the governor in consultation with the Wyoming Governor's Energy Engineering and STEM Integration Task Force. Mr. Chairman, the whole purpose of this is to have that transition and continuation of that task force to be sure that what the university comes up with is consistent with what they envisioned in their future for a Tier 1 engineering college. And they're now in that transition phase, and they've done all this work. It certainly only makes sense that they shall be involved in the loop.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate the amendment. I would just simply add on to the end, members, so I'd move to amend the amendment. Upon the governor's satisfaction that the task force recommendations have been complied with, the governor is directed to authorize the release of funds to allow UW to move forward with construction of the high bay facility. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Any discussion? Really, it comes back to the governor then, once it's all gone through the process. Okay, all those in favor of the amendment to the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Been adopted. Original motion, any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Been adopted. Thank you. Any other amendments on Agency 67? Senator Meyer.
Again, I'm going to ask your guys' direction on this. Is that I think we're a little bit short on building those bays to build that extra bay. We got $15 million in there or $12 million. I can't remember what the number was, but I wanted to think of what agency we would put an amendment to allow the governor flexibility to go into some of these other pots of money that we've put out in the past to, if we were short in building that extra bay, that he'd have access to them. And I don't think he can be 11 out of those. I don't know if they're restricted or not. So, Mr. Chairman, I guess, Don, that would be my question is, you know, we've got Y-Cusp, we've got quite a few other different pots of money around. Does the B-11 process extend to that?
Go ahead, Don.
Mr. Chairman, it does not. I will say that I know that Mr. Obrecht has prepared two possible amendments on this issue. It's currently in a Section 300, not in 067's
okay.
budget.
That was wait till then. Thank you.
This high bay is different than those bays, and we want to make sure. Absolutely, and we want to, I think, make sure when we get to that point that it's at least one or no fewer than one, and not to specify one. We might want to see 3, 4, 5, 6 extra bays, and we'll learn more about upcharges and those kind of things as we move forward. So thank you, Senator, for bringing that up. Any other amendments on Agency 67?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. An amendment to the one covering the rare earths research that they provide two reports to the Joint Minerals Joint Appropriation Committee.
Okay, absolutely. A second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any other amendments?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Does that currently require a match, what we did?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and you're fine with that? You're okay.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, anything else? Agency 67. Okay, move to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments? Agencies 61 through 69. Okay, last chance. Okay, agencies 70 through 79. Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, agency 72, Wyoming Retirement System. Mr. Chairman, I apologize to the committee. I missed a part of that amendment when we were going through the salaries the other day. The amendment that I would offer today simply just adds authorization to the retirement board to be able to pay the chief investment officer at the same level of authorization as is authorized by the for the director of the department. So it's at a higher level, Mr. Chairman, but it essentially puts the chief investment officer on the same level of authorization as the executive director.
Okay. Senator Meyer, I'll second that. And members, a little more information on it. It's on page 33, okay, and it's in budget 0103, and I think it's position 0028. I got a little more information on that.
Yeah.
Senator Meyer, I think your amendment is not to actually add money to this budget.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
It's not asking for a new appropriation. It's asking simply that this position be allowed to kind of mirror the chief investment officer's position. So you don't have the boss making less necessarily than – so it's allowed that salary to move a bit, as I understand it. Is that your motion, Senator Meyer?
Well,
that's what I second.
Mr. Chairman, it's just essentially to have the chief investment officer and the director to have the same level of authorization.
Okay,
they can be at different salary levels, but that's all determined
by
the board.
Okay, that's right. So it gives the board flexibility then
to
retain their employees. Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What are the levels that we've authorized those salaries to go to now?
Mr. Co-Chair, it's 192 right now for the chief investment officer. Is that right, Don? It's 192, and this amendment would take it up to match, I think, as the good senator said, the 225 for the CEO there.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Gives them flexibility over the biennium. Okay. Any other any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nicholas.
I just make a motion to cut the increase in half, so it goes from 192 to roughly 202, 215 instead of 225.
Second.
Okay, that halfway point would be, Don, that would be 16, that'd be what, about 208, I think. Is that right?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct, 285.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been amendment to the amendment. It's been second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
It's been adopted. Okay, we're on the original motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
It's been adopted. Okay. Any other amendments? Any other amendments,
Mr.
on
Chairman,
Agency 72?
Before we close that, Mr. Chairman, Don, that none of these are effective immediately, are they?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
No. Okay, very good. Okay, any other motion to close 72? Motion to close 72. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's now closed. Again, agencies 70 through 79. Just take a minute and look, make sure. Haven't skipped any. Now, I've just got on my library. I actually don't have the agency list in front of me. But this is going to take a big jump here after this next group. Okay? Okay, so we're going to move on from 79. We'll move to 80. Thank you. We're going to, before I move, Senator Perkins. Okay, let's take it from 80. And this would take us up to through 85, essentially, and then we'll skip to 101 after that. Okay, Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd move to open Department 80, and in particular, Unit 3012. The
Hi.
Opposed? Agency 80 is open. Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to have the opportunity for us to go back and talk about two generators that were in there. It bothered me about why in the world we'd have those two generators instead of one. I did get from the Department of Corrections an explanation I wanted to bring to the committee's attention why the request was for two small generators. And it was determined that this to be approximately half the cost of a single large generator for the reasons provided below. The Wyoming Honor Conservation Camp receives its power through two separate three-phase feeds that are approximately 2,500 feet apart. Each feed is supported by a separate transformer and meter. According to the electrical engineering firm who reviewed this project on behalf of the agency, which is a company called TWE, which is out of Billings, Montana, the cost of a line of sufficient size to combine the two source feeds into a single line, as well as the cost of a new transformer and meter combined with the cost of a single large generator, would be more than the double cost than the cost of two smaller generators to feed those two to provide that emergency power. So with respect to that, Mr. Chairman, in Unit 3021, I think we cut that generator in half, and so I'd like to restore that cut so that to the original governor's recommended amount of $975,725. Now that we know the story and the why,
Mr. Chairman, what
Mr. Co-Chair,
is that under the Wyoming Honor Farm budget or is that under where is the unit? I'm trying to find
it. Sure. Mr. Chairman, it's on page 1. It's on the actual recommendation is section 3. It's on page 160. It's 161 of the budget. It's on the Wyoming Honor Concert. It's the Honor Conservation Camp.
Conservation Camp or the Honor Farm?
The Honor Conservation Camp.
This is in Newcastle.
Okay. Up, yeah, the one up in Newcastle.
Okay, I've seconded it for discussion. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, I would add a footnote to that, that, you know, typically what the government does is they go out to bids and buy brand-new generators that maybe will run. The only way they really run is when they go fire them up to make sure they're running, just as regular maintenance. I would say that they take a hard look at going to the used market and try to do a better job instead of buying new. But I give them the latitude, if they can't find one that they feel comfortable with, to go ahead and buy new, but to look at the used market. That would be a motion, Mr. Chairman. You know, I hate to micromanage, but we typically all we do is we send out an RFP and we buy new. And then those generators will sit there for 20 years and maybe run, you know, I don't even know how many hours, very limited time. It's just, why buy new ones when you're not going to have something that's going to be running all the time?
Okay.
I'd view that as a friendly amendment.
You'd second that? So that's an amendment to the amendment. First priority is to buy a used generator. You know, just to talk about that a minute, I mean, you could make that a little stronger, even that this is for used generators, but I sense you're... Okay, so any other discussion on the amendment to the amendment? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? It's been adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, I'd resist the amendment. I've talked to the power company. It's $10,000 per phase per mile to extend power. So for 2,500 feet, round it off and say it's a mile, that's $30,000. They want almost $1 million for these generators. And based on the logic of two smaller ones, they have 21 buildings. For $10,000 and 21 buildings, you get $210,000. You could put a generator at each building. I think the costs are excessive.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Vote it up, vote it down. I'm just bringing to the committee's attention because we now have additional information.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the amendment, the original motion now, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, all those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Okay, that motion has been defeated. Any other amendments? Any other amendments? Okay, motion to close Agency 80. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're at 81 through 85. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to open Agency 85.
Second.
Wyoming Business
All those
Council.
In favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agency 85 is open.
Mr. Chairman, my amendment would be to the agribusiness piece of the Business Council, $100,000 to hire a consultant and other costs necessary to convene public and private stakeholders interested in benefiting from an interstate shipment of state-inspected meat program to include, at minimum, the meat labs from the University of Wyoming, Casper College, and Sheridan College, to explore the viability of bringing each of their facilities to USDA requirements for an interstate shipment program, include those meat producers interested in participating in cooperatives or other arrangements which would allow for public-private partnerships to utilize college meat processing facilities, those who are interested in building new processing facilities, those existing meat processors interested in upgrading their facilities, those interested in marketing Wyoming meats domestically and internationally, and other stakeholders interested in creating innovative solutions that would enhance and expand value-added Wyoming meat products.
And that appropriation amount was?
$100,000.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Been seconded. Any questions, further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
The question I would have of Representative Wallace, I like the idea, but Business Council has a huge staff, lots of money. Why you don't think they have enough money internally to do this? I mean, this is kind of what they're supposed to do. You have eight or nine people over there in that particular area. I guess, and I would move everything in the amendment except the appropriation.
So requiring them really to run this report, but doing that existing budget, okay? Is there a second? It's been seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I guess I would have no opposition to language that would say out of their existing appropriation, but I do think it's important to give them the authority to hire a consultant, because quite honestly, the agribusiness division does not have the meat industry expertise that is going to be necessary to really pull together this situation. That's one thing that's really lacking in the state of Wyoming, and I think they do need to be able to hire that consultant.
Is there anything in that amendment that would prohibit that, that I see, that I heard? Okay. That's
Mr. Chairman, I agree.
Mr. Co-Chair?
I agree totally with Representative Wallace, and I think the language is such that that's what is intended. I just think they've got the resources to do it without additional appropriation.
Okay, so anything to close it out? We're good? Okay, the motion to amendment to the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? That has been adopted. We're on the original motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments for Agency 85? Motion to close 85. Time out. Don?
Just to bring to the committee's attention, there was some discussion yesterday about amending the community facilities program funds that we'd kind of set aside. They could be used for the BRC program. There was some additional discussion about allowing them to be used for the large projects as well. If you wanted us to add that to the footnote adopted previously, now would be the opportunity to do so.
Mr. Chairman.
Committee, Representative Stubson.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Been moved to second. Any discussion? So we're really giving a lot of authority to use their funds, these particular funds. Okay. That's fine. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, the other day, my motion, we adopted a footnote that when we sent out this BRC money and that when those facilities were sold, we get the proportionate share for the state. And in doing that, we did that. It was never my intention we'd capture all of it. We'd only capture 50% of it. And the way the note is written now, we were capturing all of it. The intent was to bring back half of that proportionate share to the state and have it re-entered into the BRC money. But the other part of that was to actually leave half of that out in the local economic development agencies.
Okay, let's get some clarification. What do you have, Don? What do you think that we had? I was thinking something different, that we recaptured the entire state's commitment. But go ahead. Let's make sure we're clear on this. What do you guys think that we think we said?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, there were two different amendments that relate to this issue. The first related specifically to the pathology lab over at the Laramie facility, and half of that money came back to the BRC program. Separate issue. The second motion was with respect to all BRC funds. And I'll have to look and see what the language says on that. I don't have it at my fingertips, unfortunately.
Okay.
My recollection is when we looked at it and talked about it later, that my intent was to do what we had done in Laramie, which was leave half of that money there. And I think I'm pretty sure the note is we're recapturing it all.
Okay.
And so I guess my motion would be, if we're taking it all, I really want to get back 50% of that proportionate share.
So you want to make these motions consistent from the Laramie facility through all the facilities?
Yes.
Everybody clear on that? Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Any discussion? Everybody clear on the motion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, good. Any other amendments? Okay, motion to close Agency 85. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments on Agencies 80 through 85?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, and I think I know the answer to this. I just want to be carefully, be absolutely sure. On the governor's letters for the demolition of the building at the Honor Farm, that was approved, correct?
Mr. Co-Chair, and I want to, staff and committee, we're going to take one more quick look at governor's letters, too. That's going to be part of this round robin. We're going to go in the same order. So you bet. We'll want to make sure we
Yeah, we did a lot of.
We did a lot of work, and I've got mine ordered and just numerically governor's letters. Now we didn't deal with them numerically, but today we will. We'll just flip them 1, 2, 3, and so on.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Co-Chairman, governor's letter number 10 relating to the Honor Farm was approved.
That's what I thought. Thank you, Mr.
Okay, thank you. Okay, agencies 8385. Okay, here's the plan now. I'm going to say this one more time. We're going to give one final last shot. We're more than halfway done. We're going to take a short break for 9 minutes, but I want, before we leave this, members, I'm going to give one more shot, agencies 1 through 85. Sometimes we get going pretty fast and you had something written down and you found your note. Is there any agencies 1 through 85? Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to open agency 45, Department of Transportation.
Moved and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that agency is open. Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, my amendment would read that the Department of Transportation shall not require agricultural operations to participate in federal programs in order to receive an agricultural tax refund. The department shall accept alternative documentation that does not require the submission of federal IRS tax forms.
Second.
Okay, let's make sure everybody's got that. Don, make sure we're... okay, it's been motion, second. Discussion, Representative Stubson.
Well, I just want a little more explanation.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're saying you don't have to file your taxes in order to get a tax refund.
Representative Wallace.
I want to understand.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Stubson, basically this was brought to my attention that, you can, as an agricultural operation, you can get a fuel tax refund on your bulk purchases. And for years and years and years, that was done just simply by submitting your sales documentation. Now they are requiring that you have to produce an IRS Form 4136 or a Schedule 1 Form 8849. And as you know, in this state, we do have some agricultural operators who are so... I don't know quite how to say this, except that they refuse to participate in any federal programs, period, end of story. And their tax refunds are being denied because they don't file these particular IRS forms.
Okay. Senator Meyer. No. Senator Perkins, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I would amend the amendment, or this proposed amendment, in this respect. Instead of saying they're not required to file, just allow them to provide alternative documentation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, voting on the amendment to the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, any discussion on the original motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments on agency 45? Moved to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's closed. One more time, 1 through 85. Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I think, I'm not sure if we do this in agency 6 or agency, or it would be a 300, a section 300. But, Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we motion open agency 6.
Move and second it. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? It's open. Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, in talking with Dean the other day about on A&I, the agency 6 is A&I, right? Anyway, we got in this situation where A&I acts as kind of the general actually builds these buildings for other state agencies, Mr. Chairman. And in talking with Dean and looking at the contracts, we don't have in our contract the right that when we build that contract and assign it over to the beneficiary recipient agency, that the rights associated with the contract to enforce the contract, like I think in this context of BSL 3, that the recipient agency could be faced with an opportunity that they weren't the contract, they don't have privity or the right, they weren't a party to the contracts, they may not have the right to enforce the rights under the contract. That's my concern. And so in talking with Dean and looking at quickly at the agreements, it doesn't appear that there's any kind of assignment clause in those contracts. So, Mr. Chairman, my motion is that we would add a footnote that ANI shall work with the Attorney General to ensure that all construction contracts entered into by ANI with the general contractor for the construction of buildings or improvements for another agency of the state shall contain a clause that assigns all rights, privileges, and causes of action or other claims for arising out of the contract just allows them to assign those rights.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Any other motions on ANI?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nicholas.
Can we go back to Agency 10, I believe?
Okay, let's vote. The motion is to vote to close 6. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, one more time on 10. Department of Agriculture has been moved. Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's open.
And, Mr. Chairman, before I make a motion, I'd like to get refreshed on the... I think we appropriated $175,000 to a fund of one-time funds in order to do research regarding the wild horse issue. And if Don could just refresh me on what we were doing and what the funds were for.
Don?
Mr. Chairman, the final number ended up at $250,000 and one AWEC employee. No AWEC employees, just $250,000 to develop data and population counts on wild horses.
And so it was just a general instruction to the Department of Ag that you will go out and develop data, and here's $250,000 to do it.
Mr. Chairman, I had a little bit more detail.
Yeah. It's kind of to continue what we've been doing, as I understand.
New program.
But I mean what some of the feds have been doing.
Mr. Chairman, and the purpose of this is because of the, you know, Wyoming is one of the few states where we're able to have a handle on the wild horses situation on the BLM. It's absolutely out of control in the western part of our country. And the purpose of this is to continue to do what Wyoming has done in the past, and we have lost that ability to do that, so we're doing the counts and the numbers to show the BLM that in Wyoming, you know, what we need to do is what we've been doing needs to be reinstituted and it'll work. And so the only way we can do that is come up with these numbers. Now, I wish I could have more specific language, and if there's an amendment, I would sure appreciate it, but clearly we need to get a handle on these wild horses, and that was the purpose of it. And it's not intended to just say, here's $50,000, go out in your four-wheel drive and see how many horses you see. And we could sure tighten that up.
Don, what do you have for?
Mr. Chairman, just for your committee's benefit, let me read the language that was adopted. Of the general fund appropriation, up to $250,000 shall be expended for statewide data collection and research on the impact of wild or feral horses under federal jurisdiction in Wyoming, including assessment of baseline range conditions, dietary overlap between horses and wildlife, and developing independent scientific bases to counting and modeling wild or feral horse populations.
Hey, Representative.
You know, Mr. Chairman, that to me that language is so broad that if you provide that language to the University of Wyoming without more directives and more blinders, we have no idea what we're going to get back. And so that was part of my problem is my notes provide that as directed, we're not going to necessarily get the information we want. So I guess that's my biggest concern is I've just somehow we have to perhaps put in language that this fund is particularly for the purpose of protecting state lands and limiting and controlling the number of wild horses within the state of Wyoming.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that, and I would add not only to protect state lands, but protect private lands as well.
Yeah.
And that's a lot more specific, a lot better direction. I think that's a...
We'll just make that the motion. Made and seconded. That's okay. Okay. We have a motion. Any discussion on the amendment? Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, I think this is under the existing... Is this in the rangeland monitoring piece of the Department of Ag's budget?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, we put it under the Natural Resources Division of the Department of Agriculture, correct?
And I believe that's where that rangeland thing lives, is under that natural resources deal too, right?
Mr. Chairman, I believe so.
So I guess my by confirming that, there is an existing rangeland monitoring effort, sort of in a broader sense, that looks at making sure we get the right kind of data and information to protect our state's interests in terms of utilization of the multipurpose public lands in Wyoming, and this kind of fits into it with a narrower focus on the HOSAS. I'm not opposed to this amendment whatsoever. I support it. And I wonder if the way Don read that language, if we might not also want to add something that it talks about establishing baseline. My concern would be if you establish baseline on rangelands that are already impacted by overstocking of feral horses, that baseline needs to be based on other lands where the horses are not already overpopulated. I don't know how you say that.
Okay, we have a motion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other motions on Agency 6?
Just one more motion.
Go ahead, Representative.
One more additional amendment. I think that whatever these funds are used for, and whatever plan they come up with, they ought to report it to the Department of Ag and to us next year so that we know that money's going in the right direction.
Second it. Okay, reporting requirement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Don, are you clear? Everybody clear what we did?
Yep.
Okay. Don, I just want to make sure.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I have one confusion with the last amendment. This is the Department of Ag that is actually conducting it, and now we have them reporting to the Department of Ag?
Or to us.
To us. Okay. Thank you.
Ag Committee and the JAC. That was my understanding of the motion. Okay. Any other amendments? We're clear? Okay. Motion to close Agency 6. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's what I said, Agency 10. Okay, Agency 10. I got it on my check mark. I'm sorry. You guys are moving so fast. Any others? And we're going to take a short break. House Stretch, be back in 6 minutes. Thank you. Okay, members, we're back live, and we have our calculations. We've spent about $150,000 because there's been some cuts and or some additions with the $900,000 particularly, so we're about $150,000 spent in this round robin. Okay, here's where we left off. We just kind of gave you a second shot because we had members who had other commitments, want to make sure everybody had a shot at 1 through 85. I think we've wrapped all those up. Any others? Okay, and I just had a question on those. When we did A and I, Agency 6, that includes the supported boards. 6A and 6B. There are any of those boards. Okay. Now, I'll go, let me just look. I think a cutting, we'll just kind of do all the judicial issues would be 101 through 160. Any?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Dockstader.
Mr. Chairman, I move to open up 101 Supreme Court.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's opposed, been adopted. It's open. Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is under Priority 2, Supreme Court Learning Center. Concept of education is good. It's they've got a good idea over there to help people better understand it with the kiosks. But the project is kind of limited in its audience, so I propose we take that funding. It's $280,000. Move it over to public TV for an informational documentary on the judicial branch. This is something that could be downloaded and shown numerous times at our schools or other public functions around the state, shown in countless government and history classes. This educational piece could range from an 8-minute industry standard to something that they could do 20 and 40 minutes to insert commercials into. What they have is a good concept, but they're just not allowing most of Wyoming to see it. A busload at a time doesn't really do it. Let's move it out to the rest of the state through public TV, and
That's the full 280. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been seconded for discussion. Go ahead, Senator. That was the full 280, and I just want to make a clarification. That 280, we required a match. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, members, any discussion? Senator Meyer. Mike, please.
I agree with that, but I want to still make sure that, there's enough money in this proposals for, at least some big screen, flat screens in the area in the library there. So when there are tours, that excerpts or this entire presentation can be played in the building. And I'm just asking the sponsor as to whether or not there's any funds or flexibility that would allow any of these funds to be used in that manner.
Thank you.
Senator Dockstader?
And thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. That's certainly friendly advice to leave them up to the discretion of spending that money how it's to be spent. But I think even if the big screens are over there in the library, they could use the 8-minute piece, the 20 or 40-minute piece. Those are kind of industry standards, depending on how long the people want to stay there and watch. And they get a better understanding that way. If we let public TV do it, they get a better understanding of the judicial branch.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just speak against the motion. You know, public TV could do a documentary now under the current budget. It's just one of their projects, and they probably ought to do it and should do it. I mean, it's a good directive to them. Maybe we can just put that in their budget line without any other extra spending or any money or dollars to do it. It was just public service, and that's part of what public television does. So I would just, and this particular project is for the Supreme Court to make that a more friendly user building. And so, to me, they're kind of apples and oranges, and I just speak against the motion.
Okay, thank you, Representative. I would move to amend the amendment just to simply say it. We'd leave that 280, of course, with the Supreme Court in the match, but simply just add another sideboard that the Supreme Court will share information and technology with Wyoming Public Television to aid in Wyoming Public Television basically doing the same thing online or similar educational materials on the judicial branch online. You can shorten that up, I'm sure. you understand where I'm going with this. Just really force Supreme Court to make these materials available and to work together with them to push this initiative. But I do want to leave the money with the Supreme Court. That's the amendment to the amendment. Is there a second? Okay, it's been seconded. Any other discussion? Okay, motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Who was? Okay, Don.
Your amendment. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Your amendment to the amendment removes any additional money.
Does not remove any money. It just puts aside. It leaves that money in the Supreme Court, but puts a requirement that they share this information and technology with Wyoming Public Television to aid them in the documentary. Okay. Any other discussion on the amendment? All those in favor to the amendment to the amendment, say aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
Raise your hands in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That motion has been adopted. Now we're on the original motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, my amendment would be to take $80,000 of that dollars that were going to the Supreme Court and put that to Wyoming Public TV and authorize them to work with the Supreme Court in their endeavors in the production of materials to provide the goals of the Supreme Court. Mr. Chairman, I think there's nothing like dollars that tie together people in a manner, in a partnership, that's so much different than direction. Frankly, we've had some discussions about some other production things that the public TV dollars that they needed, which we didn't give to them this year on some other production things. So I don't think they have it within their budget, Mr. Chairman. Hey, but
Senator, just before I think we understand the $80,000. Is there a second? It's been second. Continue.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize for continuing on with that second.
I just
want
to make sure we had a second. Thank
right.
You.
You know, folks, I think this would be a good partnership. It certainly leaves plenty of money in the Supreme Court's budget to build some very functional and attractive kiosks. It leverages the capability of other state funds in the public television area. So I think it'll be a great partnership, and we can certainly have some other things that public TV can format it to their venue. So, Mr. Chairman, I think that this kind of gets the best of both worlds. I ask for your support.
Okay, any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Dock said.
Good amendment directs the funds. They don't get lost with time and in the system that way.
Okay, a motion, and we're voting on the amendment to the amendment. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Opposed, raise your hand. I think that's 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, that motion has failed. We're back on the original motion now. That is just basically leaves money put and sharing the information. All those in favor of the motion, say aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Raise your hand. All in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many guys we got here? I think we got 10. That fails. Okay, back where we started. Okay, good. Any other amendments on Agency 101? All motion to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's closed. Any amendments? We're on 101 through 160. Last chance. Okay, we'll take 160. We'll just take 167 through the rest and finish the page. Are there any amendments? Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to open Agency 206, Department of Education.
206 has been seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is open. Go ahead, Representative.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move an amendment to Division 1300, which would add $450,000 in school foundation dollars. The purpose of those dollars would be to serve as a grant program to encourage dual language immersion programs across the state. It would be a cap of no more than grants of $15,000 per classroom, per grade, for new classrooms engaging in dual language immersion across the state, and to be used specifically for startup costs for those programs.
Okay, so is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
And Mr. Chairman, just to explain a little bit more, the you know, in my home county, there has been sort of an upswelling of, and it's really been a parent-driven effort to get dual language programs, and these are programs where the kids are taught solely in one language one half of the day and then in English the other half of the day, and they started a Chinese program. There's a Spanish program starting, and there are other areas around the state where parents are really interested in doing it. The resistance, I think part of the resistance from school districts is the startup costs. The data indicates there's no additional costs going forward. It's this additional curriculum kind of at the outset, but going forward there really is no additional cost. It's based upon a Utah model, and as you remember, Utah has the lowest cost per student in the country, and they have hundreds of these classrooms across their state. So this is really proven to be also a good tool to use in some struggling schools. They using this approach have really improved test scores, and so I just think it would open up that opportunity across the state at a pretty reasonable cost and allow parents that opportunity all around the state.
Okay, thank you. And these school foundation dollars, I assume. Okay, $450,000 has been moved. Second, any other questions? Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye. Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, any other amendments? Agency 206, move to close. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Closed. Any amendments 167 through 999? Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, if no one else has any, I have several items to bring to your attention on Agency 205.
Okay.
This is the School Foundation Program. The first one I would suggest to you, and I mentioned this during the governor's letter discussion, the revision to the retirement does include a double counting. So we actually have $1,125,000 too much in the retirement appropriation from the governor's letter. That appears in the bill that you already adopted as part of that retirement increase. So it's really double counted. If you wanted to reduce it here or if you wanted to take it up later on in that bill, that's fine. But the amount is a reduction of $1.125 million in S5.
I think we take it up in a bill because who knows where there still could be a lot of changes. Is that right? Or is this from the previous? This is going forward.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the issue here is under current law, the increase for retirement starts on September 1.
Okay, gotcha.
And really, we're paying for July and August, which are not increased in this budget bill. It would be increased if that bill passes.
Okay. So we'll move to open that and
second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it's open. So moved. The amendment so moved.
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Any others in 205?
Mr. Chairman, two more, I believe. The first of which is you did adopt, and I don't know if you're going to revisit this or not, the ECA yesterday. We have the language which would incorporate the 1%, which breaks that out in the form of a footnote. If you wish to revisit that at some later date, that's fine. If you want to keep it, we just would like some approval to incorporate the appropriate footnote when you determine the final level of the ECA.
Okay, so moved. Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, one additional item. Last biennium, there was a direction of the E-rate funds to be deposited in the school foundation program. That direction expires at the end of this biennium. No designation about how it's being spent, but the committee may want to continue that direction and have those funds continue to be deposited in the school foundation program.
Okay, so moved.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's been adopted. Okay. Any others? Okay. Any other amendments? That's four amendments and 205. Okay. Move to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other amendments? 167 through 999. Okay. Very good.
One second.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, and I don't believe that you have a desire to do this, but we did discuss previously limitations on the family practice centers and how they bring forward their budget next time. This is something you wanted to think about?
Yeah,
Mr.
Chairman, I think we discussed that, and I, as I recall, within this committee, there was a commitment from the president of the university that he was going to do that, and I think that's good enough for me. And so if it's not, obviously, there will be another opportunity, but it's been discussed, and he made that commitment, so I think we're well on our way to doing what I want to do. And I see Chris writing that down, so if he, it'll definitely get to him without being in a footnote. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any other amendments, then? We'll 167 through 999. Okay. Okay, so we're finished with the agencies. Thank you, members and staff. Okay. Thank you. Really, let's think about this. Next would be, I think, probably the governor's letters, just to run through them quickly if there's any changes. We did the housekeeping items on the 300 sections. There might be some other general 300 section amendments. We'll do that. And then I think we'll come back with these. All the members have some ideas on remaining funds on the table. I will call those really the budget balancer for this budget. There is also the issue of the budget balancer in Section 300 that we'll have to deal with. So I'd like to take this as governor's letters. Any other 300s, the budget balancer for this budget in terms of money left on the table, where we'd like to appropriate those. We heard Mr. Co-Chair's suggestion yesterday. He's probably changed a few of those items. I think other members have ideas. And then finally, we'll finish with the 300 final budget balancer as we move forward. Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, one more item. We have nothing to raise, but if anyone had any changes to the capital construction, that hadn't been visited either. Section 3 of the bill is the capital construction budget, and maybe you can see that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. I'd like to take another run at King Street, but we picked up.
Mr. Chairman?
Where are we at? Senator Doc.
So are we starting into 300s now and the letters all in one?
No, we're going to do letters first. But before that, I want to ask about CapCon. Staff's brought to our attention before we. Anybody want to open up CapCon? Okay. No. Okay, now we're going to move to governor's letters.
Mr. Chairman, this probably fits in both 300s and the governor's letter because this was dealing with employee compensation.
Senator,
so right to bring this.
Okay, but here's how I'd like to do this, Senator, and I want to just start these letters, and we're just going to work in numerical order of the governor's letters. And I think compensation is his last letter. So everybody's got your letters, and you've got them in numerical order. Many of these will just flip pages. It'll go quickly. Want to make sure everybody has them. Senator, I just looked. That was letter 17. That's his last letter, so you'll have your chance.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to address that time.
Thank you. Okay, members, I think we're ready. The first one, governor's letter. Governor's letter one. I'll just flip these. Give everybody a second to look. Governor's letter two.
Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, not to open it, we took that $6 million and we we funded $3 million general fund, and we took $3 million from the $32 million SLIB reelection account.
Yes, we did, Mr. Co-Chair.
And that was the way we did that?
That's right. Still $6 million. And those two counties are spelled out as matching, 100% match, one-to-one match projects. Okay. Letter number three was denied. No, we... No, we're... Okay, got it. Letter three. You may want to revisit that. Okay. Number four.
Mr. Chairman, on three, we denied it because it was in the other budget.
That's right.
We didn't deny the $500,000. We denied it was because in the budget.
We added $500,000.
Yep.
Already in the budget, to be clear to folks who are listening. So we increased the amount to senior centers by $500,000. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Governor's letter four. Governor's letter five, fire funds. Governor's letter six, landfills. Governor's letter seven, Department of Education School Foundation programs. Okay, Governor's letter eight, community college facilities at Casper College. We adopted this letter, I guess, and it was also in the budget. Okay, Governor's letter nine, natural resources. Governor's letter 10, Wyoming Honor Farm.
Mr. Chairman.
Don.
Just for clarification, this one was adopted, but you will note that there is no mention of demolition funds.
You know, that was my question. Did we take care of, we did not take care of demolition or give them the authorization to do that?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
So the proper motion, if we wanted to open it, we just say we reopen or open or visit Governor's Letter 10.
Mr. Chairman, they didn't ask for demolition funds at this point in time. That's when I'm not sure how that would, I think that, how that issue even came up.
Well, Mr. Chairman, on the demolition, yeah, that issue was discussed by the Department of Correction, that old building that's been there.
Mr. Chairman, I think we asked them about demolition, but they didn't. We're requesting funds to do demolition.
Well, if they didn't, Mr. Chairman, they sure have. I mean, it's a problem up there, and I've got some pictures I can show you.
It needs
to be demolished.
So, Mr. Chair, we'll open. Motion is to open Governor's Letter 10 on second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll revisit this issue. Probably just some language to allow them to do that. Mr. Co-Chair, do you want to make that motion?
I just second your motion.
Okay, so we'll add language to allow, not to increase any funding. These are all previously appropriated funds, to allow them to demolish that building if possible with the money they have. Okay, that's the motion. Any discussion?
That's a little bit sad, Mr. Chairman, because I used to teach Honor Farm students political science in the basement of that building.
I'm sure there's some graffiti somewhere, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if it smelled when you were teaching in the base.
Maybe a little more investigation. Okay, very good. So we have an amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Any other discussion? We want to probably stop that conversation. You know, I'm not sure where that will end up. Fremont County boys. Okay, so the motion is to close Governor's Letter 10. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Governor's Letter 11, health initiatives. Okay, and you'll, on the third part of that, second page, everybody's remembers our actions on that. Okay, Governor's Letter 12, term profile priorities. Just I just a question on our actions on the library endowment challenge. We really just denied this whole section, no new money. And so the money that's in the program of certain counties that have not matched it still sits there, but no new monies for the counties that have, in fact, matched it and used it up. Okay. Okay. No action on that. Okay. I can't drop any more hints than that. Okay. Governor's Letter 13. Integrated Test Center, Carbon Capture.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Ms. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move we open Governor's Letter 13.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Open. Go ahead, Ms. Co-Chair.
And Mr. Chairman, we have several drafts. Matt, did you prepare these, or could we talk about these, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, absolutely.
This deals with the Integrated Test Center, the ITC, and some concerns we had about additional language. There's Matt, there's several. There's one revised at 801, one at 813, one at 825, and maybe one at which one do you want to work off of?
Mr. Chairman, let's work off. It's titled Draft Number 1, revised 12414 at 825.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I spoke with Rob Herless of the governor's office this morning and got a little clearer indication of what they were looking for in this budget bill for this integrated test center. With the very large caveat here that this is just a framework at this point in time and definitely not a finished product. But what we kind of based this on was some language from a previous AML bill for a natural gas to liquids facility grants that would be run through the Advanced Conversion Technology Task Force, the governor's office, and in partnership and with some input from the School of Energy Resources. We're going to put it in Section 300. We think that's most appropriate. $15 million to the governor's office for the design, construction, and operation of the Integrated Test Center to study the capture, sequestration, and management of carbon from a Wyoming coal-fired power plant. It doesn't specify which power plant. The governor has responsibility to ensure that all actions are taken to ensure the legality of any expenditure of the appropriation. Before any funds are expended, we'll ensure that State of Wyoming will have sole ownership of the physical plant constructed with the funds. The Advanced Conversion Technology Task Force will establish a cooperative effort for the construction, management, and operation of the facility between UW and the Gillette campus of Sheridan Community College. In paragraph 3, the Advanced Conversion Technology Task Force must receive written commitments from, and this number is a placeholder, from at least three partners who are willing and able to share equally with the state of Wyoming in the operational expenses of the test center. Paragraph 4 requires a match of at least $5 million, and this language will need to be worked on further, but at least $5 million, again, a placeholder, of other than state funds for costs associated with the design, construction, or operation.
Mr. Chairman,
of the test center. Mr. Co-Chair.
I'm confused here on the match. Is intended to get to the prize that's out there? Is that why this is in there? Because I thought the state was paying 100% of the $15 million for the nuts and bolts bolt-on. And I'm confused about this match now.
Mr. Chairman and Chairman Bebout, in my discussions with Mr. Herless this morning, that is some language that will need some further modification. But the intent behind paragraph 4 is to ensure a commitment of funds towards this center, not necessarily towards the construction of the center, but the operation of the center and the research moving forward. Want to make sure we don't just build the center and it's left empty.
Mr. Chairman, and I agree with that. So what about the prize part of this? Is that are you addressing that somewhere else in here?
And Mr. Chairman, that is an attempt to capture that there's this prize out there. But what I was concerned about in drafting this Section 300 is making sure that we don't have special legislation that's directed strictly towards this prize. If there's other partners out there who, after the advanced conversion technology receives their application and the government reviews it, who may partner with this, outside of that framework, I think that this, the way this is drafted, will allow that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, okay. Yeah, if you've discussed it with the governor's office and everybody's on board.
Again, very preliminarily,
yeah,
on board.
We'll have time to fine-tune this. It's kind of a work in progress. So
very much okay. So.
Yeah, and I just want to be sure that we this doesn't even get started unless the prize is funded and people accept that. But we really can't take care of that in this kind of language. That sort of has to happen anyway. So, okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, paragraph 5 starts to deal with some intellectual property. Paragraph 5A is a concern that Senator Perkins mentioned yesterday, and that is that any IP that's developed through research utilizing this test facility will be, if it's successful, it will be implemented and marketed, meaning that it can't be sold or licensed or transferred to an individual who will not, or an entity who won't take advantage and actually implement the technology. Subparagraph B states that, and again, this is probably some language that will need to be worked on, but if a partner abandons the research, walks away, that intellectual property from the research will revert to the state at that point in time.
Go ahead.
Paragraph 6 is an attempt to capture Representative Nicholas's desire that the state of Wyoming be provided with research facilities inside the test center. And in my discussions with Mr. Hurlis this morning, the commitment from the state would be to build 5 research bays, is I believe what they're being called. And state money then could be used to build however many additional bays as would be needed in the facility.
Okay. Mr. Senator Meyer.
That's additional state money, or is it money within this $15 million? I don't think there's enough money in $15 million to build one bay myself, but so where's the money going to come from for any additional bays?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, my understanding from Mr. Hurlis is that we're not exactly sure at this point in time of what the state contribution to building this facility would be. You know, the number could be between $10 and $12 million. So with $15 million, there may be enough wiggle room to build an extra bay. And that's just my understanding at this point.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay. Go ahead, Matt. Are you still going?
Yeah, one other question, though, Mr. Chairman. I recall that there was a possibility that somebody was interested in building a gas-fired generation, small generation, at a coal-fired plant so they could test the exhaust, on a gas-fired generation plant. And I wanted to make sure the language we had in here that said it was going to be at a coal-fired plant didn't prohibit that.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, I think that's a really good point, and the language in here would prohibit that. I think it's clear that it would have to be at a coal-fired power plant.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, I guess that's the committee's prerogative, but I would think that maybe we'd need some flexibility if somebody indeed wanted to put in a small gas-fired generator there to see how they can take the CO2 out of the gas fumes, because we sell gas also. So, but I'll just bring that up as a point of the testimony that we heard yesterday. That might be a possibility, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Mr. Chairman, paragraph 7 states that the governor may request a determination by the ACT task force that the construction of the test center has a reasonable likelihood of leveraging a substantial future capital investment in the state, producing or sustaining a significant number of jobs in Wyoming, or increasing or sustaining the current rate of extraction of carbon-based natural resources in Wyoming. Paragraph 8 ties into paragraph 7 and just states that if the task force comes back with a recommendation or with a finding to the governor that, in fact, the building of this test center is likely not to accomplish any of those three things, then the governor may prohibit or suspend the expenditure of these funds. Paragraph 9 requires attorney general review before any of these funds are expended, and also a determination by the attorney general that the proposed use of the funds is lawful. Paragraph 10 states that the governor may require as a condition for partnership in the test center that the partner enter into a cooperative agreement with an agency, institution, or other entity of the state or Wyoming County. Paragraph 11 just says that if there's more expressions of interest in partnership than can be reasonably accommodated, the governor, based on recommendations from the task force, has the sole discretion to award those partnerships. Subsection B is the reporting requirement. First, on July 1st of 2014, from the governor's office, the task force, and with the help of SER, report to this committee and also to the Minerals Committee on all aspects of the project of the test center, including whether they're getting expressions of interest in partnership. And then also have a second reporting requirement. Report by December 15th of 2014 on all aspects of the project and any suggested legislative action required to assist. Subsection C is just a reversion that these funds won't revert. And that, again, this is a mere placeholder. I just put in June 30th, 2018.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions, members?
Mr. Chairman, I would move.
Then move. Second. Any discussion? Representative Nicholas.
You know, I could spend an hour and a half and rewrite this thing fairly easily. Just for an example, in AI, what happens if someone else comes in and that there's five bays, but they want to build their own bay, or we want to get a matching dollars for a bay, and then all of a sudden, Wyoming owns all of the capital construction on it. So that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why we ruled out Gillette Casper College versus just Sheridan Community College at Gillette. And I can walk down paragraph by paragraph and do this. So what I would propose is that we call this a proposed draft, and that we have this reworked for now in the next 2 weeks before we come back. And so I don't know that we even need to act on it today, because to me it just has a whole bunch of work that it has to walk through on this, on what some of our limitations and outlines are, and submit it to the folks to Tri-State and have them review it, get their comments on it. I just think that we're kind of just putting the cart before the horse on how we've broken down all this language.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, and I think that those are certainly good considerations. And when we asked Matt to do this, what we had was nothing. And so we needed to try to come up with some language. Mr. Chairman, the only issue is that I'm always hesitant to leave without something in place. Right now, what we have now, as I understand it, Don, is just there's amount of money and very little direction on anything. So,
Mr. Co-Chair, how about, we'll work with this. We have a motion and a second. And with the understanding, we're going to come back and meet as a joint committee the first 2 days, maybe 3 days of the session. And this will be one of our priorities to make sure we've got this right. This will be really the key priority, and we'll have a few others that we'll have to kind of clean up.
Mr. Chairman, along that same line, I agree. And procedurally, I would even think we could open this back up. Maybe that's the only, and I don't know how you feel about that, to make sure that, and I would ask that Representative Nicholas work with Matt and the governor's office and Rob to come up with some language. I think your points are well taken. I looked at it, and I could shoot holes in it too, but you always can. So maybe that's the way. Are you talking about?
Yeah, I think we could reopen this when we come back and make changes and revisit.
Make sure we got a good thing going, but I still think we ought to have this in place at least for now. But it's whatever you want to do, Mr. Chairman. The pleasure of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, we have a motion. Ms. Co-Chair, we have a motion and a second. And members, so we'll work this motion and second with the understanding that this is the adoption of tentative language. Appreciate Matt and legal staff's work. I mean, we gave you like a whole 10 hours to come up with it, and had to sleep sometime in there. So this is a great start, and we'll keep working it. It'll give us some time, and we'll and even with the product, that when we come back in 2 weeks, I'm sure will be changed some more. So we'll just push the ball farther down the field. So any other discussion on the motion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Thank you, Matt. Everyone, legal staff, appreciate it. Okay. Any other, just one little point, talking about five bays. I mean, we really got to kind of address that, too, and think ahead how we, and those decisions will come down the road as well, I'm sure, but at least that. And, okay.
I don't know.
Okay, next is Governor's Letter 14 on local governments. Representative Burkhardt.
Mr. Chairman, question, do we need to close Governor's Letter?
Oh, I'm sorry. Motion to close Governor's Letter 13. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? It's been closed. Thank you, Representative. Okay, Governor's Letter 14, local governments. I would move to open. Second, thank you. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Okay. And talking about local government funding, folks, I just want to give us one more thought about this $25 million that we've set aside for the PILT refill. And not that I'm opposed to that. I just think the way we've got this set up is a little bit premature. And what we're going to do is really cross over state and federal budgets. And we've seen in our recent FMR action, how federal actions will come back in and restore, hold harmless. And I see us that we can get crossed up. We distribute these funds in August, comes back, shoot in December maybe, and refills those PILT dollars. The other issue I have with it really is, we within just days of the federal budget said we're going to backfill it. And I don't think that's the proper message to send to the federal government and say it's okay to cut PILT and we'll backfill it. And I think we got to do some work. Some of the work we did on sequester of FMRs, I mean, there was a lot of noise made to our senators and representative, and I think the same is going to have to be true here. So, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Co-Chairman, and members, I'd like to take that $25 million PILT. I don't want to do away with it or do anything else for it. I just want to simply hold that back until we come back next year. Currently, we kind of have that provision if PILT is restored. I would just like to make sure we take that full $25 and sit here next year and then authorize that, depending as we watch the federal government's actions. And so that's my motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Co-Chair.
Just a question on the timing. And as I understand, the PILT payments are made in August of this year. So what you're doing is you're taking the counties, if, and I agree, I mean, I don't want to, the message side of it, absolutely agree with you. But if you take this and now you deal with it in the next general session, which means nothing could be made effective until we end the next general session.
We could make effective immediately, Mr. Co-Chair. You know, the money would be there. It was my intent. That's my intent, not to hold it till another July.
Okay, then maybe you should. I thought what you were saying is you wanted to take it off the table till we came back the next session and then revisit.
That's right. And
but if you do that, Mr. Chairman, then it doesn't happen. Then these counties, and there are some counties where it's 25% of their budget, and so they don't get the money in August, and they wait for us to come around and decide
March.
Something not in March. That's another 6 months, 7 months. So are you? I mean, that's a. I'm just not sure that's what you're intending to try to do here.
Well, it is, Mr. Chairman. I know that's a, and that's a, that is my intent. And I just,
well, maybe, Mr.
I think
Chairman,
we can bridge over those 6-7 months.
Maybe the way to do it, Mr. Chairman, is to say half of it. And you could fund half because you get through that 6 month period. I'm just thinking out loud because the whole purpose of this is, I mean, if that was the idea, then why even have it?
Yeah.
Just wait till we come back in March and let them suffer.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, I might suggest that we do it not half, but for all those, and we need to find the percentage, but for those counties that it's more than 5% of their annual budget, then they'll get funds. In other words, the hardship ones. But you know, it doesn't make sense a lot of sense to me that $2 million go up to Campbell County because they don't have a hardship on it. And Washington County, if it's 20% of their budget, we should help them out to help carry them over. So to me, there ought to be a line we can draw that says, for those who are impacted to this degree, we'll provide immediate funds for you until it's reimbursed, and whatever that number is,
okay.
I think it'd be reasonable.
So we have a motion, and now we have kind of two ideas: the half piece, or maybe drawing a percentage of county budgets of PILT to go ahead and pay that. There's a couple ideas out there.
Mr. Chairman,
we're in discussion phase, and then if we're going to make a motion to the amendment, Senator Dockstad.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that we have an actual second on this now. We maybe some clarification on that.
Yeah, we have. It was seconded, yes.
Which one are you talking about, Mr. Chairman?
No,
my motion.
Oh, on that.
Yours has not been made.
No,
nor is Representative Nicholas's.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Mr. Co-Chair's proposal for half gives our counties a little more definitive action. We can't leave them hanging here. They need to know how to plan. We can't walk away letting them wonder how it's going to work.
Okay. Senator Meyer.
And Mr. Chairman, I've done a little bit of consideration on a threshold along the lines of Representative Nicholas's suggestion. And I believe that we would have a substantial reduction in the funds that would be made available, and those other funds would flow back. And that what I was kind of looking at, Mr. Chairman, and it would work like this, is that it'd be a 5% threshold. Essentially, we'd hold everybody harmless on those funds basically 95%. So it'd be a situation. Let's take Washakie County, where it's probably the most impacted county, and it's 21%. So for essentially every dollar PILT dollars, they've got $4 of their other ones. So you essentially put about 15% of those. No, it'll be more than that, Mr. Chairman. I think probably somewhere around 18% of those monies back in, but basically hold them harmless to 95% of their budget. So it would make sure that they could still pay the bills with some good budgeting, and you know, I think we can have LSO work that out, and I think it's a good concept. And we could move forward from there,
yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Senator Meyer. So you and we got a couple of competing ideas now. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'll eliminate one of them. I think that, Bob, I like that idea. We don't know the impact. We don't know if it's 5%, 7%, 2%, or whatever that number might be. But if we put 5% in there, and I would move 5%, and if I get a second, let's put 5% in there, and then, you know, we'll have an opportunity to, when we come back, this is a long way from being decided, and we'll know that the counties that are impacted. I really think you got to protect those little counties. And 5% might be the magic number, and I'm not going to get – we have a representative here from the county commissioners, and maybe you could get to work on that. We're not going to get into asking those questions now, but that will sure generate that interest. And it's a lot different, Niobrara, you know, Washakie, Hot Springs, some
Absolutely.
Of these compared to Campbell or Sweetwater or Natrona, quite frankly. Natrona's got the biggest impact. They got $3 million.
We want to, you know, so absolutely. So the motion is, Representative Nicholas, you want to make the amendment to the amendment?
Sure. The amendment to the amendment is that PILT funds will be distributed this year for those counties impacted more than 5% or more on their annual budgets. Is that accurate?
And that flows right into our current language, which is August.
Correct.
Is that right? And that's pending, really. All this is pending federal action.
Yep. I would second that, and if we can vote on that, I got another question.
Okay. The amendment to the amendment. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, that's been adopted. Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, now you still want to take the $25 million and move it out. I think I would speak against that portion of your amendment. I think we've got the language in there. Let's leave the money there. It's set up, and maybe this is where you take half of it out, but we don't know. And until we know, I would like to leave the whole $25 million in there. At least until we see where we're standing. So I would ask that be removed from your amendment.
Okay, Ms.
And I would move that.
Okay, it's been seconded. And just think about how the amendment to the amendment changed that. Really, it's going to flow to everybody except those folks that's less than 5%. Barring continued federal action.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
most of it's going to flow anyway.
No, it's going to flow to those that have, if it's 5% of their budget, that's who gets it.
That's all
that gets it. It's not anybody else.
That's right.
And so all the money will not flow.
That's correct. And the rest will
But it'll be there. It'll
be
there.
Held, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way that stands now.
Mr. Chairman.
Just
a question to clarify kind of where we are right now. So as it stands right now, the entire amount due to those counties that have that meet that 5% threshold would flow. It's not a partial flow. It's the entire year
that's
annual
right.
amount.
That's right. Okay, microphone. Okay, I think we – okay, so – we're good on that. Then now we're on the. I think we're on the original motion.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Is there a way? Do we have any type of rough estimate of what counties this represents and how much money it would be, or how? Anything close?
Mr. Chairman, I do not. And in fact, we're going to have to get those budgets. We were going to use expenditures, but even expenditures, we have real problems because this county here, for example, 80% of their expenditures are for the hospital. Because technically that is a county hospital. So I assume this is just the county general fund operating budget, and we'll need to get that from the counties themselves to do the calculation.
Okay, so we're on the amended motion. All those in favor?
Just one
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I thought that I moved that we would leave the 25, and your original motion took it out.
Okay. So is that another amendment to the
to leave the $25 million in there with the caveat that it'll be a 5% threshold for those that receive the money. Now, if we don't change that, what will happen now is you're going to still take all the money and put it into the next budget, and we won't decide until then is the way I understand where we are.
I don't see it that way. I think it's the way Representative Nicholas' amendment changed that, I think, as I understand it. Would flow.
Let's ask Don.
Yeah, what
do
you
think,
Chairman? We think we said,
Mr. Chairman. The way I understand it is the those counties with greater than 5% impact on their general fund budget would receive the funds. So hypothetically, let's say that 10 of the 23 counties would receive their full share. The amounts that would be due those remaining 13 counties would be held and shall not be distributed until after March 15th, 2015.
Okay. Yeah, that's
I'm good with that.
That's where we're at.
And Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, I take it we'll be able to look at this letter again the first day or two of session and reopen this if we determine that 5% is the inappropriate amount or too much or too less. Is that correct?
I think as we look at the whole budget, I think if there's generally we've done just kind of technical type corrections, not really made votes on changing our actions. Don?
Mr. Chairman, you'll be able to, as you review the bill, if we didn't identify what your intention was, those changes can be made.
So
the devil's in the details, Mr.
Chairman.
We'll
take a look at it. So the answer is yes. You'll be able to take a look at it.
Well, and I just want to make it clear that this, just like the one on the tack on gas or emissions thing, this thing is still in a formulative stage, and we're going to need to look at it because we might have done something we don't know what we did. So we need to see the hard numbers.
Okay. We're getting an opinion here. We might want to all hear for a minute. Go ahead, Don. Is there something?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I think there is a question as to whether or not further legislative action should be required or the base is, and maybe we need to change the date from March 15th to April 1st, the base is it flows absent legislative action. So do you want to force legislative action or?
I think we'd want to have to force legislative action on it. That's the intent. It's not to hold it all back. We just want to. And then just keep in mind, folks, that if the federal government does come through and provide pill payments, this 25 then will be here next year for us to work on and decide how we want and how and if and when to distribute normally. So,
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Actually, I'll defer to my good friend, Senator Meyer. He's been waiting patiently longer than
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I think that we should probably distribute it to a certain percentage and say 95% of the county's budget. And the basis for that, Mr. Chairman, is that if you don't meet the threshold, you get nothing. But if you do meet the threshold, you get 100%. If the counties that didn't meet the 5% threshold,
they get it all in April 1st.
They get nothing absent legislative action.
No, I think it's just the opposite, Senator Meyer. They're going to get it all on April 1st unless we act to not distribute it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I thought we said that we had to have affirmative legislative action to redistribute any of the money to...
That's absent a PILT payment. I mean, that's with a PILT payment. That's if the federal government reverses theirs and pays the PILT. We're not going to pay this money out.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I know that. But I thought where we were today, and Don, correct me if I'm wrong, is that if you don't meet the if you meet the 5% threshold, you get 100% of your PILT payment. If you don't meet it, the only way you get a PILT payment is subsequent legislative action.
I don't think that's
what we did. Stop it.
Stop the PILT payment. Okay, Mr.
Just delayed till April 1st.
Mr. Chairman, all we're doing is a timing thing to take care of those in need, not knowing what might happen, and yet the other that would flow through unless we change it and take it away from them.
That's right.
That's what I thought we were doing.
Take affirmative action.
Just one more question, Mr. Chairman. If Congress acts but delays the disbursement of PILTs so that they don't get it August 1st, but they get it January 1st, or is this addressed?
I don't think it's addressed. Is it, or did we talk about paybacks? Or?
Mr. Chairman, I believe you talked about paybacks yesterday. So if those payments are made, regardless of the time frame, that money goes back into the pool or is actually extracted from the counties and then is distributed according to the formula. That was the agreement yesterday.
Okay? Mr. Chairman, I would move to amend then. If Congress acts between now and August 1st or when the payments are supposed to be made and says we're going to make these PILT payments, but they're not distributed until September or November or January 1st, then I don't think we should distribute the payments, because the payment then it's going to be a 2 or 3 month turnaround, and it's just going to be a mess. So, in other words, if the payments are authorized within a reasonable amount of time or 6 months, then it doesn't make sense that we should distribute them in August. Does that make
sense? That was really why I brought the motion in the first place. When you start crossing state and federal budgets, this whole timing thing, and then the way they'll backfill and hold harmless, it's a mess. And I just don't want us to get in the middle of this. Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we're trying to do too much micromanaging of this thing. You know, they can authorize in Congress, they may not appropriate. Just because they say they're going to do it, you may never see the money. I think the way it's set up is fine. And if it's a 20 or 30 day, we can't look into the future like that. Let's just leave it like it is, which means that the money's set aside now. Everybody, if it's 5%, and that may change, of their budget, they get 100% of the money this fall. And then if it changes later, they got to reimburse it all. We understand that. But the rest of it will flow to those others in April, unless we change it and take it back away from them for some reason. That's where we are, right, Mr. Chairman?
That's exactly where we're at.
I call for the question.
Okay, all those questions being called, and this is actually an amendment to the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Now the original motion as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, I have just one other issue I wanted to bring to the committee, and I'll make a motion to, it's on the $15 million that is going out based on population. We set a carve-out with our upper base limits of 10 and 20,000 for communities. So we've actually done that twice in this distribution. The first 135, we moved it from 5 and 10 to 10 and 20, and then we did 10 and 20 again out of the 15, which carves a couple million dollars right off the top of that 15. So my motion is to not do that twice. This out of that 15 amount, all 15 then would go through the population formula. That's my motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Been seconded. Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Dean, that's something when we talked about that yesterday, I did not realize we were double-dipping the thing, and that's not the intent. And so you're concurring with what we've done, correct?
Mr. Chairman, I did the calculations I gave to you this morning. They do reflect the second flat distribution coming out, or actually two flat distributions, one in each year, coming out of the additional 14 some odd million dollars. What that does is it actually increases the total amount of flat distribution by $3,920,000 over the biennium.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, to the small towns, but I didn't intend it to be that way. So I think as a matter of what we did yesterday, that wasn't the intent. And if we wanted to do that, then I'll certainly have other opportunities to do that. So.
Okay, so that's the motion, then, is to end that double distribution. Does everybody understand that? Is there any other discussion?
Yes.
Senator Meyer.
You knew it and liked it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just a question first. Is a distribution, is that just for cities and towns, or is there a flat distribution for counties in that?
I think it's city and towns, but once you...
Mr. Chairman, the way I ran the calculations, my understanding is that additional almost $15 million would get split two-thirds cities and towns, one-third counties, and then go through those formulas where the one-third to the counties, 15% of the total is divided by 23, and each county gets that, and then the remaining 85% for the counties is based on population. And for cities and towns, it was the flat 10,000 and 20,000 with the remainder distributed based on municipal population without any population adjustment.
So I want to make sure my motion is clear that this ends both those on the city and county side out of the $15 million, that flat distribution.
No, Mr. Chairman, that's not right.
Hold on a minute.
We didn't double count that side on the counties.
We did not double count that?
Mr. Chairman, on the almost $15 million, it got split two-thirds cities and towns, one-third counties, and then of that, 15% is divided 23 ways for a flat distribution of the counties, and then the 85% is distributed based on county population.
But that's the way we've always done it,
right,
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, that is
the
way
correct.
It's been done.
And Mr. Chairman and Ms. Co-Chair and members, we're already doing that. That's my point in the 135.
Mr. Chairman.
Let me get an answer. Go ahead, Dean.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. That is the way it is being done in the 135. The distribution for the 135 million this time is nearly identical with the way the 135 million was done from the 2012 session, with the exception of the increased flat distributions for cities and towns.
Exactly. So that's my point. We've done these flat distributions. We doubled it up. And I'm not sure that was our intent when we did this.
Mr. Chairman, maybe I'm confused. Now, there's a big difference. The cities, towns, and counties on the 135, we did the 10 and 20 for the cities and towns. When he came back on the additional 15, we did it again. So they got a double whammy, but not in the counties. The counties, you went with a flat distribution of 15% that we've always done. So we didn't take the 15% and add another 15 to it.
Mr. Co-Chair,
that's my understanding.
I'm talking about flat distributions that we did that in the 135, both for cities and towns and for counties, and we did that again in that of the 15.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
And the counties, we did two flat distributions, and I really thought the intent of this committee was to take that 15 million and divide it by population.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go ahead, Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, I knew what I was voting on because I knew you had the 15 and the 10 and the 20, and I had the clarity on the 15% for the counties. Now, Mr. Chairman, I have heartburn on all of them, but I definitely have a lot of heartburn if we take the 15% divided by 23 for the counties portion of it. And, Mr. Chairman, we've got a couple of counties over on the eastern side of the state, and it's not my home county, Goshen. It's Niobrara and Weston, and I think even up in Crook, where these are very extremely low population counties. And I can tell you for a fact, in Niobrara County, these guys they don't have the funds at the county level, their cost of government, to even provide county government that any of you guys would think in your counties would be at a level that you would expect, and the employees don't have the benefits that the other counties have. And we're not talking about a lot of money when you're really talking about those small counties. So, Mr. Chairman, you know, you've got one motion on the floor, and you have it amended to include counties. And I would prevail on you to, in Niobrara County sense, in these small counties, is tell you that folks, they need that other flat distribution just to even consider whether or not they give modest health care benefits. And I can bring those health care plans back to you so you guys can see them, compare them to what your county employees get, their benefit packages. And the cost of government, you know, per capita is large in those counties. But we're not changing that across it. The only way that these small counties can even operate is we give them just a little bit more for the base funding. And that's what base funding is about in these formulas, is to try to get enough base so you can supply that the lowest level of statutorily assigned governmental functions.
And I here's where I'm going to do this. I'm going to withdraw my motions. Okay, a second. We'll take these in two pieces. So let's make this clear. Let's go cities, towns, and counties on the second flat distribution out of the 15 million. That's my motion, is to remove that. Have all the city and town money just go by population out of the 15 million. Does not affect the 135. We're going to do that like we did last year and we've traditionally kind of done. Okay, so that's the motion. We'll divide these up so we'll make it clear. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator? Be clear, you're just talking about the 10 and the 20,000, right?
Exactly,
now.
For cities and towns.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, and I'm tracking now totally, and it isn't double dipping. I thought it was 10 and 20 plus an additional 10 and 20. What you're doing is eliminating it on the second. So I would speak against that. You know, we've done it for the 135, the small communities. This is a way to help them. So, and I understand exactly what you're doing, and you're making it totally on population, and the smaller communities will not get the extra 10 or 20,000 per community for in the next 15 million. I understand it. I would speak against it.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Opposed?
No.
Let's raise hands. All those in favor. 1, 2. Hold on a minute. 1, 2, 3,
wait,
4, 5, 6. How many we got here? Opposed? Raise your hand. 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, that's been adopted. Okay, I will not make that motion with the counties. I'm just not going to spend another 10 minutes on it. So, okay, I'm done with that. Okay?
Yeah.
Any other issues on Governor's Letter 14? Okay, move to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Everybody doing all right? We missed our 10 o'clock deadline. Is there...
We gotta move it along.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We'll do these next two, and then we'll take a short break. Okay, here we go. Governor's Letter 15, Health Facility Strategic Investment Projects Count. Okay. Governor's Letter 16, the BSL-3 Laboratory. Okay, move that on. We're going to come back. I think there'll be some moving on 17. I think. Okay, members, we're live again. We're on the governor's letter 17, was employee compensation. Spent a good deal of time. Most of our action was on the last page. Any amendments? I'm looking. I can't see. Oh, Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, I would characterize this as cleanup. That should get everybody's attention, Mr. Chairman. Came to my attention with a little discussion from the budget office is that to allow for merit pay, there are some areas that the governor can't use his B-11 authority. And, Mr. Chairman, all we need is authorization in a couple of areas. Brent can explain it much better than I can. But I'd like to get a second for discussion.
Second.
And I turn it over to Brent, Brett to
okay,
tell
Brett,
us what it is.
Here we go.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, specifically, there are a couple of areas where compensation results in a challenge for us. In terms of any increases, one would be any positions that are funded with tobacco funds, because tobacco funds must be appropriated by the legislature. And the second piece would be the Miners Hospital Board. If there's an impact on positions that are funded via their revenue, that's also a piece that is a challenge for us in terms of accommodating any compensation increases.
Okay. Is there a fix?
Mr. Chairman, I guess I'd just ask eight or our budget office to get with LSO and draft some language that would authorize the transfer of the any of the $2 million funds that we have for merit pay to be allowed to be used for those pay increases, and the other funds that are authorized to be used for the other pay changes that we're contemplating. And it's not going to be a lot. There's not a lot of positions associated with this, but it just is treating all state employees and these other folks the same.
Okay. Second that. Is there any other discussion? Brett, you can do that. You know, we can do that. Don, you guys... Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nicholas.
I have an amendment to the financing portion, salary portion involving the school teachers. Yesterday we left it off at one ECA plus funding per the Gov's recs on retirement. What I would like to do is add in one additional percentage of ECA for 2016. And so that would add, essentially mark it up, so the first of year of biennium, we already have 1%. Move it up to 2% on the second year of the biennium, not to compound. So it would be a non-compounding increase in the ECA. And that, my understanding is that the total number then would be around $39 million for the total funding of it because of the drop of the non-compounding component of it.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so as I understand, the second year wouldn't compound on the first. Is that how you have it, Don? How do you?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, let me restate it if I understand it correctly. It would be a 1% ECA for federal or state fiscal year 2011 and a 2% ECA for state fiscal year 2016. Is that correct?
Correct. Non-compound, though.
Non-compounded. Okay.
Okay. Discussion, Representative Stubbs.
And Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure I understand. So we're talking 1% now. And then the additional 1% in 2016 would additionally be the identical amount as the 1%
correct
this year. So
you add the two together to get to the second year. So,
so the second one doesn't compound off the first one. Okay? Everybody's clear on that?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair?
I am clear, but let's talk numbers. So what we're talking about, Mr. Chairman, is the ECA only now. $9 million is where we are with 1% for the 15. And then if you add this, you have the $9 million plus an additional $9 million for the next year. And everybody's shaking their head. That's correct. Okay, then, Mr. Chairman, the question is, ECA is done every year. So now when they come back with a recommendation to from the JEC to the JAC, all this will be in that recommendation, and they will add on top of that whatever they think would be the ECA increase. Am I correct?
And just like all salaries, I think you're correct. Once they're in, yeah, like all salaries, state employees.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would ask the question, why do you want to circumvent the process that's in place that we will be getting a recommendation next year from the JEC to the JAC for an ECA? Why do you want to change it now when that's the process we go through?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Co-Chair, you addressed that to me. I'll answer it, I think. As I recall, the JEC's recommendation to us was the 2% ECA. We've had that in October. We took it out. We added it back in. We went one, went two. So this is just another amendment as I see that. And then there will be, as the process goes through the JEC to the JAC, back to this committee again, back to the full legislature.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hastert.
Wasn't JEC's initial recommendation a two-year ECA?
Well, you're correct, Senator Hastert. It was a two, and then whatever the recommendations were going to be for that second year, two and two. You're correct.
Mr. Chairman, so we've already had the recommendation from JEC for the next year anyway.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Co-Chair. There will be another JEC recommendation of the JAC next fall, another one. That's all I'm trying to be sure everybody understands.
Yeah, there will be. Okay. Yeah. Any other? Yeah, Senator Meyer?
And you know, that's got us all well and fine for this biennium, but my question would be to Donna, if anybody can tell me what the next biennium would look like going forward. We're at $39 million. Is that going to bounce up to $43 million or a larger number to be profiled going into the next biennium?
Don?
Mr. Chairman, retirement aside, just on the ECA, this works out to be, my number's about $30 million for this biennium. Next biennium, as I would calculate it, it would be $40 million because it would be $20 million each year.
Right.
19.5 each year, something like that.
Would that be the same also really with state employee salaries? You're doing two and a half, and then it's going to be five.
Mr. Chairman, yes, although I think it was 2%,
or
not 2.5.
Two and then four. That's how it rolls.
So
that's,
it would essentially be at least 50% greater for.
Yeah.
But Mr. Chairman, you already got the salary component for them rolling forward as well. And now you're adding the ECA to it. Anyway, I'm ready for the question.
Any other discussion? Actually, I think the ECA is the salary component. That's what we're, I think, is. Okay, any other question? Okay, we're good. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That motion's been adopted. Any other work on motions on governor's letter, number 17? Okay, motion to close the letter. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
It's been closed.
Mr. Chairman, just a couple of clarifying points. Number one, our estimate here of 9.5 that we're talking about for 1% for 1 year is an estimate of the amount. It's actually a percentage of a number that fluctuates.
Sure.
I just want to make very clear on that. And then in terms of calculating it, we would use the base for fiscal year 15 for fiscal year 16
right.
increase.
That's correct. We got it.
One other clarification, Mr. Chairman, is the non-personnel side. So you have your instructional materials and energy. Are you taking any action on those?
That's part of the 1% ECA. Some of those are negative.
Well, yeah, Mr. Chairman, so for example, this year your supplies materials is a ECA of 1.5%, and we have that 0.75. So did the action that you just took, are you just saying next year those are going to be 1%, or are you going to let the price index from the BLS determine what those will be?
You're bringing in an orange when we've always compared apples to apples. And so we want to keep the discussion exactly like we've done it since October with the four components.
Okay, so, Mr. Chairman.
Let me finish. The four components we've talked about, some are 2.09 for Surfside, some are 1.9, and we've always used this term 2. And when we talk about 1, that's half of that. That's apples to apples, so yes.
Okay, so, Mr. Chairman.
Well, no, I don't agree with that. Are you taking now, we just agreed on 2, now you're going to say it's be 1.05?
No.
I don't agree with that.
Hold on. See, and this is where we start, when you start injecting confusion in this. A 2% ECA involves four parts, correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Correct. And so a 1% ECA involves the four parts. Okay. That's all we did today. We went one and then another compounded one on those four parts.
But you didn't compound it.
Uncorrect. That's what I said. We did one and did not compound one on those four parts. I said did not. You guys didn't hear me.
We heard you, Mr. Chairman.
No. Okay.
So did we reduce the ECA by 1%? Is that what the motion just passed that we did, or did we increase it?
Sure didn't. I think you're clear. Okay.
Well, I thought we decreased it.
The next letter is from the judiciary. And remember, this was on real-time reporters. Okay. Now, next, members, are 300 series. We did really all the cleanup ones yesterday. Are there any members who would like a 300 series, somewhere in the 300 series, round-robin budget amendments? Are there any members?
Mr. Chairman, the only one I have at the appropriate time, do you want to do the budget balance, or is that now?
We'll do that here in a minute. Mr. Chairman and members, Ms. Co-Chair, members, I have just one 300 series for your consideration, and it involves an idea that we've talked about, and I want to get this idea kind of in motion, not asking for any more funds, that is direction, really, and we've done this with other legislative initiatives. The idea is about a large campus or energy campus, industrial park, like we saw to our neighbors to the north. So we've been kicking this around, and we thought, who are the folks that we'd like to get together and that know these issues and talk about them? Well, we'd want the governor's office. So this is the way that I'll give you this kind of concept, and I'll email it to you. So we want these folks, the governor's office, the legislature involved, the Wyoming Business Council, University of Wyoming Economic Development Office, UW School Energy Resources, the Advanced Conversion Technology Task Force, Wyoming Pipeline Authority, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority, Western Research Institute, and the Idaho National Lab. And I would give really, and then with language that the governor and others as he deems necessary, really to pull these folks together to meet. And I would like they can use the governor's energy budget and his to cover travel. And so I'm not asking even for any travel, but we want to get these folks together and start working on this idea and bring back a report to us, a proposal of locations and ideas and all those things, how it would kind of pull together. And I think there's work being done, maybe in the governor's office, maybe some others are talking about it, but we'd like to also have the legislature kind of make this an initiative and get this going. So that's my motion.
Second.
It's been seconded. Any discussion?
It's a good idea, Mr. Chairman. And, you know, there's been some opportunities. Those people have been up to Alberta and seen what they're doing in Canada. It really is a good idea. I think we ought to do it.
And, Mr. Chairman, it's certainly not my idea. This is, again, this collective thing that's been buzzing around. We've all talked about it on sidebars many, many times. So I'd like to move us forward with this idea and get some work done on it. Don, and I'll email this to you right now, that list. And any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Any other 300 section amendments? Okay, I'd like to move next to the budget balancer, section 300 on page 1. We need to probably talk about that. Now, the issue really, if you look at what we did last year, members, is, of course, you pull out the statutory reserve. I think that's going to be, we think, what, around 109, 110 million will be that number. And then we, the number over the Craig estimate up to the SPA, we put in a SIPA last time. We talked yesterday about no SIPA. We'll talk about that, I think, here in a bit as the final budget balancer, Senator. But so that's that. I really, I would just, my motion would be that we continue the language that we've had. Moving into the, that's it, really. That's my motion, just to continue the language that we have. So we have the Craig estimate. We fund the statutory reserve. If we have monies that come over the Craig estimate, they would flow to the LSRA. And that's my motion.
Second.
To keep that same. Now, any other discussion? Motion second. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, that's been adopted. Mr. Chairman, yesterday you had a large motion, I think, that kind of pulled all this together and left some on the table. And I would just like to do one thing before we go ahead. I'll give you started that yesterday, and I'll just give you, if you'd like, or I have a motion we can work off of, or we can work off of yours.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Section 300, Budget Balancer Transfer. You all have a copy of it?
If I get a second, I'll... I'm not sure I do, but I think I've got it typed up.
Okay, Don, what is the amount after all the action? Of course, the ECA increase doesn't affect the budget because it was school foundation money. What number do we have? It's about 205?
Mr. Chairman, and this could modify a bit, but we have 200,900,000.
200.
200, yeah.
And then, Mr. Chairman, another question is this. I believe we took 30 out of SIPA. That we defunded some of those, the WLRC, the state hospital, and the veterans home, and so that 30 is still in SIPA, but it's just not been. There's no appropriation for it. Correct. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that's.
And Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my motion, as you'll see it there, is we're going to backfill some of the accounts that we rated in the past, and the first one, Mr. Chairman, is water development account 1, where $3 million was taken out of it. Across-the-board budget cuts. The second one, B, Mr. Chairman, is to the water development account 3, $38,665,000. Two components of that, Mr. Chairman. We had $22,500 from the water development account 3 across-the-board cuts, and the Gillette-Madison project was funded to the tune of $16.4 million. Mr. Chairman, the next one is C, $37.5 million to the capital restoration account. Mr. Chairman, the number D is $5 million to the Game and Fish Trust account. I don't know the number of that account, but it's an account, and the money in there, the money shall not be spent. It shall be inviolate. The revenues only, and it will be based upon how the commission wants to spend them. Mr. Chairman, number E is to take $100 million and put it in what I call the School Foundation Reserve account. Mr. Chairman, this is different than the Wyoming School Foundation holding account, the PLF holding account. This is a separate, if you want to call it an ELISRA, whatever, it's for education. Mr. Chairman, the reason of this, and particularly after we increased the ECA again today, if you look at the formation or the revenues in the future to the school foundation program, it's the one that feels the impact the quickest, and especially in 17, 18. And, Don, we haven't got those numbers updated, and you can provide those to me, but I remember the second half of that, we were in the red with the foundation program on some assumptions. So this would be a fund to take care of that. And that's it, Mr.
Okay, second.
So we have 37.5 in there twice. I just
noticed
that. That's
correct, Mr. Chairman. Paragraph F does not need to be in there.
Yeah, paragraph F is not a clue. That's
okay.
My motion, Mr.
I don't
Chairman.
Have that in front of me, but I think I've got it typed up here. So thank you, and I'd second that, and we can work that.
Let's work it.
Members. Mr. Co-Chair, the only thing I – thank you. The only thing that – a couple changes I'd like to propose with an amendment to the amendment. First off is the game and fish money. And I did some checking on that, and, you know, they have that $25 million statutory fund, and I believe that's where you're wanting to direct this five to make that 30. Is that, or is this a different one?
Mr. Chairman, that's it.
Okay. I would propose the committee amend that part of the amendment. There is a permanent active emission land fund that's invested differently. It's called actually the Fish Hatchery Permanent Land Fund. It's L03. It was actually designated by our forefathers. It's invested it differently than a state agency pool like this $25 million is, so the returns would be substantially higher. The revenues from that flow to the commission to be used for their activities. And this was just our forefathers, long before there was ever a fish hatchery or what one would look like, set aside money really for our game and fish. I truly want this money to be inviolate, and I'd like it to make a higher rate of return, Mr. Chairman. So I'd like to move that five to L03, that fish hatchery permanent land fund. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, second discussion?
Okay, friendly amendment, I agree.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Mr. Chairman, I would like to, one issue out there really is the Fire A. And we've got a huge bill. It's $38 million. It's more money than what we've got left on the table. And actually, I'm going to back up and make a motion on what we named our account for those four facilities. We named that the State Hospital, WLRCA accounts, four. And, you know, we were concerned on this committee, you dump money in there, then that becomes the cost of the project. And so I'd first like to just rename that account and call that the State Facilities Construction Account. So if I could get a second on that.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same thing, but it kind of alleviates our thing of building up. The technique could be used for any state facility, but we know our intent there. So, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to put... As we have the Fire A bill right now, there's two tranches. There's 19 and a half or whatever that number is this year, and then 19 and a half the second year. It's not all due this first year. So I'd like to set aside an account in the auditor's office with 19.5, whatever that is. I think that's the number. Okay, whatever that half number is, put an account in the auditor's office. And I would just attach language to that to say, any money not used from this account for Fire A will transfer to the State Facilities Construction account. Okay, so if we don't spend 5, 10, 15 of it, if we don't spend any of it, the bill fails. That money would go to that State Facilities Construction account. Okay? So that's my move on that, $19 million on that.
Second.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, where's that money coming from out of the 30 that we took away from SIPA? Is that where you're taking it?
Well, I'm going to make that move next, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so, Mr. Chairman, and the amount of money that you included in this was how much? It was half of the 37?
Half of that 37, or I've used a 38 number. It's actually a little less than that. What is that number exactly?
Mr. Chairman, 19.1.
It is 19.1, so it's 38.2.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to reduce that to 7. And if you look at the numbers, and, of course, the 80-20, that's got the 80-20 amendment in there that says that the state will pick up 80, the cities will pick up 20. So you're kind of, with this amendment, you're more or less saying the state's going to be really responsible for all of this, and you're not really holding the cities, towns. It's the level some of us feel comfortable with. So I would move that to $7 million. And the reason 7, Mr. Chairman, is, you know, and if you looked at it, if we did no COLAs, and the state's entire obligation was 14, so we would be putting half to do that if, in fact, no COLAs were authorized and we really had it actuarially sound. But that would be my motion. If I have a second, we'll...
Okay, so there's been an amendment to the amendment. I think we all understand the issue. All those in favor of the amendment to take it to 7. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Going to have show of hands. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That motion's failed. So the motion then on the floor is to put the $19 million in there. If it's never used, it transfers to the state facilities construction. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nope.
Show of hands, all those in opposed? We can do it either way. One, two, three, four. I got it. Okay. That amendment has been adopted. Members and Mr. Co-Chair, would like to reduce this the CFRA amount, the SFRA account, from 100 to 70 appropriation from the general fund and make up that other 30 with the transfer of the remaining 30 in the CIPA to keep that whole. So that's my amendment there.
Well, time out, Mr. Chairman. What do you go ahead and second?
Mr. Chairman, as we just passed this last amendment with Fire A, that $19 million takes a big chunk out of the 23 may or whatever amounts left on the table. Doesn't leave much for our members. So I would reduce the appropriation into the CFRA by $30 million from the general fund and simply tip the 30 from the CIPA account to make up for that. So it's still $100 million in the CIFRA account. The CIPA is zeroed out. That's all that the amendment does.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you said there's still $100 million in the CIPA, but it zeroes out. That doesn't make any sense.
Mr. Co-Chair, if I misspoke, let me make it very clear. I want to take the CIFRA account, general funded, $100 million to 70. Then I want to take the proposal, members, is to take the 30 in the CIPA account and backfill that. So there would be, in fact, $100 million in the SFRA account. And this would put the amount of general fund reduced be back on the table for our legislative members. And because of the $19 million that we just adopted in Fire A, that reduced that to too small amount to really run even our retirement bill. It's going to get tight. So really it's just a movement to release some general funds to be available for the legislative session.
And, Mr. Chairman, what does that leave in the general fund when you do the backfill?
Representative Nicholas, I think that leaves $28 million, roughly, is my account. Representative Wallace.
I'm doing this on the fly, so maybe doing this on the fly, but I may need to check with the Dons. But if you add $30 million back into the top line there and you reduce the CFRA to $70 million.
No.
If I've done this correctly, that leaves like 57.6 on the table. No.
I think you're double counting.
Let's get these guys
to
get the right number.
It's actually about 28, I think, right now.
Mr. Chairman, I'd request that Senator Perkins fly safe.
Senator, it's been a pleasure working with you. Travel safe.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Perkins, it sure did this morning. So, take care. Don?
Mr. Chairman, my calculations are 27.7
million. Yeah, that's right, around 28. Okay. Did we get a second on that motion? Okay, it's been seconded. Senator Meyer.
If you just want to get $30 million more back into spend, why don't we just take it out of SIP and forget all the other fund changes? I'm kind of confused why we're going to have to walk through all these different things and why we just can't take 30 out of SIPA and put it into the floor dollars.
Essentially the same thing, same move, really. It's my answer to that. And then I just have one little one after this. But we're sitting there just under $28 million on the floor. We have a $6 million retirement bill coming. There's some others coming. So any other discussion? All those in favor of the amendment, say aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, all those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that motion has been adopted. Okay, the only other one I thought about, members, was just do a little more in the game and fish. But I'm not going to make that motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Any other motions?
Mr. Chairman, so what's the amount on the table right now?
See ya. 27.8 million.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a couple of motions here. You said 28?
Nearly 28.
So it's about, I'm just going to look at taking 11 out of water count 3 and 11 out of the capital restoration or the, just to, basically what I'm trying to do is get up to 50 million on for the floor to work with. I think there's a lot of bills coming through, and I just don't want to shortchange our colleagues.
Okay, is there a second? Dies for lack of a second. Okay, any other amendments?
Mr. Chairman, another one.
Senator.
Simply on, I may need staff to help me out with this, but just we have an auto transfer of $94 million going into the permanent account on 6/30/14. I want to just change that date to 6/30/15. Hold on to that for one more year before it's tipped. Keep it liquid.
Is there a second? Dies for lack of a second. Okay. Any other amendments? Thanks, Senator. Okay. Don, what else? Is there anything else we need to?
One clarification and one request. The clarification, I understood your initial motion to keep everything the same. We may need to bring forward language on the PLF holding account because that really expired with the last budget. So we'll bring it back.
We will have to.
But all of the tips and the moves are exactly.
Is a tip. Okay.
Yeah. And last, we would also ask, you've done a lot of conceptual amendments over the past 3 or 4 days. JAC has always given discretion to staff to renumber, redo the totals, and craft the language as necessary. You will obviously have a chance to look at the final language with all of your amendments. So,
okay. Very good. Senator Hastert.
Well, I'm going to take one more shot.
Okay.
Keeping the 37 million in state facilities construction or capital restoration, whatever you want to call it, 38 million, same amounts in the water three, but taking the money out of statutory reserves because we're able to do that.
Is there a second? Okay, no second. Okay, I think we're finished then. Is there any? Okay, Don, anything else? Don and Miss Don. Again, appreciate everybody's great work. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Travel safe. We'll see you on the first Monday.
Mr. Chairman, did we take a final vote on that?
We do need to take a final vote on the budget bill.
Or on this last section three on the budget balancers.
Okay. And we voted on each one, yeah. Actually, it needs a majority of the quorum, who's ever here. I know that rule. It's a...
Well, Mr. Chairman, I didn't think we voted a final vote on the transfers, on the budget, on this one that we've been working
Don,
on.
Don, yeah, we kind of picked those one by one.
Sure. I think it would be useful to have a vote on Section 300. You do not take a vote on the final bill until February.
Right.
That's
okay,
that's
very
a roll
good.
Call, though.
Very good. Okay, so move to Section 300s.
Move.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
No.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and appreciate all everyone, really, all the staff. And so enjoy the next few weeks, except for staff, putting all this together. You'll be working like crazy. So thank you.